Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, October 9th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters. Less than a month till the election now. We do have some election news. You know, the Kamala Harris campaign is in a crisis right now. And this isn't to get away from the larger issue that this election is going to be won or lost in the courts, but there is an existential crisis, and there has to be some level of propaganda working for them to pull off a steal, if that's indeed what they ended up doing. Every time she talks, this whole media tour that she's done in the last week has been a disaster. Her poll numbers are worse than ever. And it's like this desperation thing where it's like, oh, we need more now. So she loses the debate. It's like, oh, we need another debate. With every appearance on the podcast, media interview, whatever it is, she's like, oh, I need to do another one. Oh, and then it's just another fumble, another disaster. Polls tank again. And so it's happened again today. It's clear Kamala or her campaign staff or somebody says, we got to shoehorn you into this hurricane press conference today. And so she digitally connects to the press conference while Biden and the people are in D.C. And it's just awful. I mean, she's clearly unprepared. She's choking on her own words. The more this woman talks, the more exposure she gets, the more her poll numbers just completely tank. So we're going to show you that and some of the other interviews that she's done. And then some of the things Tim Walz is saying. And then what's Trump up to? Well, he just did a podcast. He broke some news about the assassination attempts that we haven't really gotten an update on. No more hearings, no more questions and answers, no more press conferences. So we get this information from Trump on a podcast. Trump is also live in Pennsylvania right now. Apparently, well, they both did land at the same airport. And then the Harris team basically ran away from the Trump team, like just scurried away, like the cowards and the phonies and the frauds that they are. So we'll probably pick up some of the Trump rally at some point, maybe here in the first hour as well. And then I just got a ton of video clips. We'll talk about this hurricane. Right now it looks like the hurricane is almost headed on a direct path that the last hurricane headed on. It looks like it's going to make landfall almost exactly where the last one made landfall, maybe a little south. But this one might bring even worse flooding, specifically to Florida, and it could be making landfall sometime this evening. And the videos that are coming in as Florida is bracing for impact are already pretty amazing as far as what we're seeing with the wind and the rain. And it hasn't even made landfall yet. I think it's about 150 miles away. So we'll be monitoring that. You know, there's another disaster going on nobody's talking about in Wyoming. There's a massive wildfire in Wyoming right now. Nobody's talking about that. Give you a brief update on that. But if you talk about weather modification, or if you talk about even showing the government documents about weather modification and the technology to manipulate the weather, on YouTube and Facebook, they fact check you and they say it's fake. And then they say, oh, no, it's global warming. And then they bring that up at the hurricane press conference today. Oh, no. It's not. There's no weather weapons. Biden says Marjorie Taylor Greene is accusing me of controlling the weather. So it's just like they always obfuscate. No, there are government documents, there are government hearings, government officials have admitted it, you can manipulate the weather with technology and you do it, but then you talk about it and you're just said, oh no, you're a conspiracy theorist, that's not true.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, We've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to DrJonesNaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsored InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays on the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Until Election Day. We are inching closer, less than a month now. Kamala Harris is just tanking in the polls right now. This media tour has been a complete disaster for her. I don't think it could have gone much worse. And it's kind of a catch-22 right now if you're the Democrats. You are less than a month from the election. So you can't really hide Kamala Harris, but the more you put her in front of a camera, the more you let her talk to the American people, the more they see her for what she really is, a bumbling fool, a total phony. And so just every poll right now is just Harris is tanking. And again, I'm not a big poll person. I don't sit here and obsess over polls. We will talk about some other polls today. But There is something happening there. There is a trend there. The polls tanking are directly correlated with Kamala Harris and this media tour. So the more she speaks, the worse she does in the polls. But what do? You can't hide her. You got less than a month till the election. You know, I'll give free advice to the Democrats real quick. Political campaigns, parties, they'll pay millions of dollars for advice like this. I'm giving it for free. Millions of dollars worth of advice right here for free for the Democrats. And I'm serious. I'm dead serious when I say this. They should just replace her. They should just replace her. Now, you can sit here and say, but what about the delegates and what about this process? Do you think that matters to the Democrats? Kamala Harris didn't get a single vote. But what about all the Kamala Harris supporters? Do you think that matters to the Democrats? She got zero votes. She had zero delegates. She was the first to drop out in 2020. There's no Kamala Harris support. It never existed. These people will vote for any Democrat. They'll vote for anyone who's not named Donald Trump. So that's just free political advice. Forget about the process. You don't care about that already. Forget about what about all the Harris supporters? Doesn't matter. There are none. You should replace her. I mean, so that's probably your best bet right now. But of course, they're just weighing, well, we can just steal it like we did for Biden. Okay. Okay. And let's see how that goes for you. Because everybody's going to see it even worse than we saw it with Biden. That'll be even more obvious than with Biden. And you won't be able to pull off the 3:30 a.m. magic like you did. So maybe they got something else up their sleeve, but it won't even matter. Nobody will believe it. Nobody will believe it. And maybe that's what we have to go through. Now, again, Trump has just taken the stage in Pennsylvania. We may pick some of that up. But before we get to the latest disasters from Kamala, let's just look at some of these clips from Donald Trump from a podcast that he recently did with Andrew Schultz. and breaks two big news stories, actually. Two big news stories. Let's first talk about Trump not starting any new wars, probably why the deep state and the military-industrial complex hate him so much. No new wars under Trump. Finally, a world leader that actually wants peace, or at least an American president that actually wants peace. Now, listen to this. Why doesn't Trump get a Nobel Peace Prize? Why doesn't the American media celebrate this in clip two?
We were close to a deal for getting rid of nuclear weapons. It would be so good.
For now, all countries or just Russia?
We were talking about Russia, ourselves, and China.
Oh, wow.
And we would then bring everyone else into it. And
so you all would get rid of your nuclear capabilities?
Denuclearize, yes. We were going to get rid
totally
of nuclear. Because it's too powerful.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Now, forget about political debate, geopolitical debate, ramifications, whatever, of the actual agenda stated here to denuclearize. How is this not a big news story? You won't find it anywhere. And you know what's even crazier? Andrew Schultz, who's been here in studio before, I met him and his team probably 5-6 years ago. We went out to dinner with Alex. Great guys. And he's a comedian. He's a comedian. He's not some big political pundit guy. He's not some political interviewer like these people on 60 Minutes. He doesn't have the suit and tie on. He doesn't have the big dramatic lighting. He's in his podcast studio. He's a comedian. He does comedy tours. And he does a more serious, fair interview with Donald Trump than maybe anybody you've seen. And he breaks news. And so it shows you the state of the American media, how pathetic it is. And then you sit here and you won't even see it anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. You won't even see Donald Trump tried to denuclearize the world, moving a step closer to world peace. I don't know. Kind of a big deal to me. You'd think that'd be kind of a big deal, wouldn't you? You think people would celebrate that? You think the American media would celebrate that? You think the American media would celebrate Donald Trump not starting any new wars, looking for world peace? You think that'd be something celebrated? Nope. You know what they're doing to Trump today? Instead, they're bringing back Russian collusion. Mm-hmm. They're bringing back Russian collusion. In fact, I don't know what happened. I thought I printed the story. I don't see it on my desk, but that's what they're reporting on today. Not Donald Trump talking about denuclearization and world peace, but new book claims that he's remained in talks with Vladimir Putin. Oh, it's illegal. Oh, it's the Logan Act. No Nobel Peace Prizes, no celebrating in the media. No, today they're back on Trump-Russia collusion, Trump-Putin. Which, by the way, why is it a bad thing if Trump has good relations with Russia? Why is it a bad thing if Trump has good relations with Putin? Don't we want to avoid war? We just have a sick American media. We have a sick American left. Now, here's the other story. Do you even believe it that the FBI just can't get any information on these shooters? Because that's what they're telling Donald Trump. Then he breaks this news in clip three.
But here we are.
Who do you think tried to take you out?
So I'm going to give you some big breaking news, right?
Love that.
Here's the big news. So you have this shooter and you have another shooter, right?
Yeah.
So this shooter had three or so cell phones. Yeah. The FBI's never gotten them opened.
Wow.
The other shooter, three apps they call them, and I believe they were foreign-based apps. From what I understand.
Oh, wow.
They haven't opened them, and they're foreign based. And, you know, you hear all about Iran, because I was rough with Iran, but I want to see Iran do great.
Yeah.
But I want to stop all the killing and all right. this. And I was rough on Iran, and they supposedly have a hit on me. In fact, I think it takes great courage for you people to be interviewing me, because it could be now, you know.
Yeah. Well, we didn't know that before we got in here.
No, if you would have known that, you might not have done this.
Exactly.
In fact, this is a good way of me getting the interview to be shorter. All of a sudden, he's going to say, you know, okay, that's it. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Go see my daughter.
Yeah. They have three apps, and foreign-based, two of them, maybe three of them are foreign-based. They haven't opened them yet. Why wouldn't you open them when you hear about Iran or when you hear about, you know, foreign? Then the other one had six cell phones, and they haven't opened. Now, you know, it's very hard to open a cell phone. Only Apple can do it, in theory. So I sort of hate answering it, because I don't want to give any false identities. I don't want to do anything having to do with creating something that isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
You would look at Iran. Iran has an open threat out for me, and that's bad. And Biden, if he were a real president, if he were the kind of guy he should be, should say, if anybody shoots a former president who's now the leading candidate, even though he's leading against Democrats, we will bomb that country into oblivion.
Mm.
And it would stop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been said before with some people. You know, there have been people, I won't go into it, but there have been people that have been threatened in another party even. In the same party, it makes sense and probably happens pretty quickly. But in another party, you know, it's hard for them to
cross the
to
line.
To want to protect me.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be hard. Other people have protected other people. And what you have to inform those people is, if they do it, the country will be blown to smithereens. The entire country will be blown to smithereens. And those threats go away, because that's a really bad threat for a country. Forget about me. I'm an individual. But I represent something very important.
It's true.
That's a really terrible threat.
So the FBI just can't figure it out. We just don't know anything about the shooters. We just have no idea. One of the shooters is awaiting trial. Can't get any answers from him. Don't know. Just can't get any answers. We just know nothing. But, I mean, if you walked into the Capitol on January 6th and, God forbid, had an American flag, walked through the velvet ropes, oh, we were going to find out everything about you. Oh, yeah. We're going to get into your phones, emails, everything. Absolutely. There won't be a rock that's not turned over to find out any information about you and throw the book at you. But, oh, you come out and try to assassinate Trump. Oh, we don't know. We don't know anything. Sorry. The FBI. Boy, the FBI wouldn't be involved in a cover-up, would they? No, we can't be that corrupt. By the way, the first assassination attempt, Butler, Pennsylvania, Trump goes back. And the Trump team has officially announced over 100,000 people, by their measurements, attended that rally. Here's some new footage that they just released in clip 5. Over 100,000 people attended the rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. So, that says a lot. Nobody else can get that crowd in politics. Kamala Harris would be lucky if she could just fill the back bleachers there. Now, there's some other news. The Trump team, as the hurricane is about to make landfall in Florida, Trump Doral in Miami, the Trump Doral Resort, is putting up linemen, electricians that are going to be on the ground repairing the lines that are obviously going to be sustaining a lot of damage. He's putting them up in Trump Doral free of charge. Putting them up free of charge. And I will also say, and maybe this will help somebody who's out there trying to get out of Florida if you're still there, state parks in Alabama are opening up for people to come in and stay for free. The Atlanta Motor Speedway has opened up its park, because they have a big park where people pull up their RVs and trailers and stuff. They've opened that up for people that are fleeing to go stay at for free. And so some other states are trying to come to an aid effort here as the hurricane is about to make landfall in Florida, it looks like, sometime this evening. All right. Now, before we come back and show you the absolute disaster that is Kamala Harris right now. The more she talks, the worse her poll numbers get. Guys, let's just kick it over to Trump live right now in Pennsylvania. Let's do a little live coverage of Trump in Pennsylvania, and let's see what he's talking about in front of another massive crowd in Scranton.
And a lot of them have left. The pharmaceutical business left. A lot of industries have left. We're keeping them, and we're going to get all those people back. We're going to make it so they practically have to come back. So we'll take in hundreds of billions of dollars in tariffs, and we're going to make our country so strong and so rich, it will never be so rich. You know, we used to be an all-tariff country in the 1890s, 1880s, 1890s, early 1900s, all tariffs. That was when our country was the richest it ever was. It was never rich like that. It was so rich that they had to set up a commission, the Great Tariff Commission of like 1887. It had one function, what to do with all the money. We had so much money, we didn't know what to do with it. And then in the 1900s, they brilliantly went to the income tax, where everybody gets taxed, and foreign companies could come in and just steal our treasure and our jobs, steal our wealth. And honestly, we've never really been the same. The country made so much money, and other countries lived. They were fine. But we're like taking care of the whole world, and it's time for the world to take care of us. Does that make sense? Time to take care of us. And we're going to pay off debt, or we're going to reduce taxes still further, because that's what it's all about. We gave you the tax cut, and it was the biggest tax cut in American history. We gave you that tax cut, and we did more business with, our revenues were greater with a much smaller number. You paid much less, and yet as a country, we did much more business. We had great years. My pro-American trade policies are one of the major reasons why I've been overwhelmingly endorsed by the rank and file membership of the Teamsters Union. They haven't endorsed. Including, 65%. I got a 65% number from the Teamsters of Pennsylvania. Is anybody here from the Teamsters? I mean, where are they? I love them. Where are you? I heard it. Oh, look at these guys. That's great. Thank you very much. That's great. That's great. Thank you. No, we got the firefighters endorsed. You probably heard they haven't. Oh, look at that. That's a very good-looking group of human beings, I will say. That's a healthy-looking group. That's nice.
You know, you just never know what you're going to get at a Trump rally.
Thank you very much. Wow.
You know?
I didn't know you'd be here.
You so, just never know.
I guess they haven't.
Always a surprise. All right. I got so much news to cover. I got guests coming up. I can't spend too much time live here. I want to go to this now. Again, that's Trump. Trump gets these huge crowds in Pennsylvania, folks. He would win Pennsylvania. I just think the Democrats have the steel plan. They'll triple, quadruple count ballots in Philadelphia. They won't have any Republican poll watchers. And then they'll have mail-in ballots. They'll have the vote mules. They're probably going to need to have about 500,000, I would say, to beat Trump in Pennsylvania. Probably going to take about 500,000. Last election, it took about 350,000. Probably going to be about 500,000 this go around. But if they can figure it out, they'll do it. But it's obvious. It's obvious. Pennsylvania is Trump country. Maybe just all they have is Philadelphia. But then there's Arizona. Now, listen to this. This is a Republican in Arizona. 60 Minutes tries to bring her on to bait her and embarrass her. She doesn't take the bait. You see, we're a new brand of American patriots here. We vote Republican because we know the Democrats hate us and are like just 90% criminal scum, if not worse. But it's this new tactic of, oh, let's bring them on and let's embarrass them. You know, they tried to do it to me multiple times and I just bodied them, so they didn't even give me the invites anymore. But here's Shelby Bush on 60 Minutes, and then we got some other news out of Arizona, but here it is in clip 19.
You believe the election was stolen?
I do.
Shelby Bush started a political action committee which investigates what she calls widespread fraud in Maricopa County. Fraud no credible investigation has found. Credible.
By the way, and pause it real quick. Because I love this, the mainstream media. Oh, yes. No credible investigation. What investigation did you do, 60 Minutes? What investigation did you do? What investigation did you do? Four states, Donald Trump is winning all day long, and at 3:30 in the morning, Biden gets hundreds of thousands of votes to win the states, and they stop counting. What investigation did you do? Oh, no credible. They just try to discredit this absolute propaganda. And we give credit to 60 Minutes destroying Kamala Harris. Folks, they tried to edit that interview. They edited that interview to make it look as good as possible. That's how bad it was. All right, continue.
$1 billion in donations for the work of her PAC.
Arizona.
And the Arizona Republican Party awarded her the leadership of its delegation at last summer's national convention.
And that's why I, Shelby Bush, the delegation chair, and our wonderful state chairwoman, Gina Swoboda, and this entire delegation.
Republicans are misogynists. Oh, Trump doesn't like women. Nothing but women that are delegates
Donald
for Trump.
J. Trump.
You are a rising star in the state party.
Well, I definitely have brought some attention onto myself. That is for sure.
What do you believe happened in the Maricopa vote in 2020?
I believe that fraudulent votes were put into the system. I also believe that a lot of state statutes and regulations and policies were broke, which makes the election questionable at best.
Bush still questions whether signature verification was proper and whether some ballots were collected illegally. She's an administrator in a medical practice. You're self-educated.
That's correct.
When it comes to elections.
That's correct.
In a recent case, a judge disqualified you from testifying in the case.
They tried to insult her.
Because he said you were, quote, obviously unqualified, not even in the ballpark.
That's one judge's opinion, who is a radical leftist who is legislating from the bench, and I don't believe that it had any merit in my credibility whatsoever.
Is there a danger in undermining people's faith in the election system by persisting with these conspiracy theories?
That is how Pelley is shaking and weak now. Because he's not intimidating
her. Again, I'm going to disagree with you, sir, respectfully. It has been validated. And because the election...
By whom?
The election officials...
Give me a court case. Give me something.
Oh, they rigged the courts. They rigged everything. They rigged the media.
I don't need a government official with a vested interest in disproving information to tell me whether what I have is valid. It's up to each individual citizen as a member of this society to review the evidence, to think for themselves and make those decisions.
It's valid because you say it is.
I say it's valid because I say it is. And if somebody looks at it,
no, the media
they can determine
the
whether
authority.
It's valid.
All right. Now, quickly, this is breaking out of Arizona, too. Oh, yeah. 60 Minutes. Yeah, you guys are so great. You're the authority here with all your investigations into the 2020 election. Attorney Harmeet Dillon, appointed to head Arizona's election integrity team. Remember, the whole Arizona election integrity team basically just quit, walked out on Trump. So the RNC and Donald Trump appointed Harmeet Dillon to the head of that election integrity team. Could be good news. Could be a good thing.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man.
just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now. Please listen closely, because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Agenda. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, let's show you the tank job that is Kamala Harris's campaign right now. And all the polls indicate the more she talks, the worse she looks, and her polls tank every time. So she goes on this media tour, which is mostly just softball interviews. And by the way, I mean, we already talked about the nature of this call her daddy thing that Kamala Harris went on. But now, I guess, political people are really digging into it. It's even worse than you can imagine. I think they had something called the Slut Club. So maybe that's why Kamala went on it. I mean, no joke. So I don't know. Maybe Kamala is a member of the Slut Club. But that's the kind of stuff that she's going on. And, you know, it's kind of a broader thing, and I don't mean to get off track, but it is an interesting observation because, you know, Trump goes on with streamers and podcasters too that, they'll literally get porn stars on their show to do sex acts, and Trump goes on with them too. So I'm not just saying here, I'm not just sitting here saying, oh, you know, it's just Kamala. That's just the kind of stuff I guess people promote these days. And then Kamala goes on with Howard Stern, who's about, you know, he's about as degenerative and nasty as it gets on his show. So whatever, that's what people do. But it's like, hey, you want to talk about weather weapons? Don't touch that. But yeah, do a stream and get a porn star to do sex acts on your show and start a thing called the Slut Club and you'll get access to the top politicians. So that's just the world we live in. But she does all these softball interviews. She has a seemingly serious interview with 60 Minutes, completely blows it, and her poll numbers are tanking. She goes on with Stern. Then she goes on with Colbert, just blows that, tries to save herself by going on to she shoehorns her way into the Hurricane press conference today, blows that. So let's get into all of this here. How about on Colbert? New Kamala Harris accent has just dropped. That's right. What are we at now, guys? How many different accents? This is actually really strange. Try to wrap your head around what she's trying to do here with this accent with Stephen Colbert last night in clip 9.
Have you no empathy, man?
Yes.
You know, for the suffering of other people, have you no sense of purpose?
Okay. Is she the Celtic warrior now? What is going on? Play it again. Let me hear that one more time. Did you catch? What is this? What is this? Go ahead.
Have you no empathy, man?
Yes.
You know, for the
is that supposed to be a
suffering
joke?
Of other people. Have you
then she
no
backs away from
sense
the accent?
Of purpose?
What is that? So, with no context or explanation at all, Kamala Harris randomly goes into an Irish accent, a Celtic accent. That is unexplainable. I don't know what that was. Can anybody explain this to me? I'd like an explanation, but I don't think it exists. Okay, so then this is her attempting to appeal to Wisconsin voters and I guess men, maybe. Stephen Colbert says, I'll have a beer with you, Kamala, in clip 10.
When you first became the nominee and named Tim Walz as your vice president nominee, people were calling it the vibe election. Well, the vibes were all good. But elections, I think, are won on vibes because one of the old saws is they just want somebody they can have a beer with.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So would you like to have a beer with me so I can tell people what that's like? Okay. Now, we asked ahead of time because I can't just be given a drink to the vice president of the United States without asking. You asked for Miller High Life.
I'm sure she did.
I'm just curious.
Okay, the last time I had beer was at a baseball game with Doug.
Cheers.
There you go. Beer. Baseball game with Doug.
Ooh. That yep. tastes like the beautiful city of Milwaukee,
the
Wisconsin.
Champagne of beer.
There it is.
There you go.
Nice. Kamala Harris drinking beer. Oh, my God. What is going on? Kamala Harris breaks into a Celtic accent. Kamala Harris drinks a beer. Wow, she's just like me. She's just like me, wee lad. Somebody bring me a Miller High Life, the champagne of beers. I love Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Ha ha. Last time I had a beer was with Doug at a baseball game. Oh, yeah, she's totally normal. She's so normal, man. That's just totally normal. And, she drinks beer, too. You can tell when it hits her lips. Just she's such a beer drinker. She almost gags. Probably a good thing. But, hey, whose idea was that? Hey, let's have you drink a beer. That'll appeal to... Oh, my gosh. It's just, oh, yeah. Good Lord. Probably Colbert's team thought of that. Hey, let's have you drink a beer. Is that foam there, too, guys? Is it like a warm... So she's drinking a warm, shaken-up beer. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. It's so bad. Oh, my gosh, it's so bad. Kamala Harris drinks a warm, shaken-up beer on the Colbert Show. I mean, you can just tell that thing's warm. Notice how his didn't foam and hers did. Did they prank her? Is this like a prank? That is just nuts. We're reaching all-time lows with this campaign. What are they going to do next? She blows it again. She has another opportunity to separate herself from the disastrous 4 years of Biden, and she blows it again in clip 11.
Polling shows that a lot of people, especially independent voters, really want this to be a change election,
mm-hmm.
and that they tend to break for you in terms of thinking about change.
Mm-hmm.
You are a member of the present administration.
Mm-hmm.
Under a Harris administration, what would the major changes be, and what would stay the same?
Sure. Well, I mean, I'm obviously not Joe Biden. And so
she said that before.
That would be one change in terms of... But
pause
also,
it. Okay, there's something happening now, too. She's starting to sound like a broken record with some of this stuff. Remember, she said that multiple times when she gets, I'm not Joe Biden, obviously. So this is now her broken record thing. Obviously, I'm not Joe Biden. Yeah, this is about policy. Clearly, you're not Joe Biden. Funny joke that you've told for a third time without any laughs, but okay. And she'll do the same thing with some of these other videos we're going to play. So she's going to this broken record territory where I guess if her team or maybe she thinks if it sounds good or whatever, she's just going to say it every time she speaks now. So, okay, continue. She's not Joe Biden. Okay, thank you.
And so that would be one change in terms of... But also, I think it's important to say with, 28 days to go, I'm not Donald Trump. Think about the significance of what this next generation of leadership looks like.
Oh, here we go.
The elected president. It is about, frankly,
we know where this is going.
I love the American people, and I believe in our country. I love that it is our character and nature to be an ambitious people.
Oh.
We have aspirations.
Pump your chest out too.
We have incredible work ethic.
Yeah, furrow your brow.
And I just believe that we can create.
Oh, here we come with the hands.
And build upon the success we've achieved in a way that we continue to grow opportunity and in that way grow the strength of our nation. Economic policies, I think of it and I have named it as creating an opportunity economy. So it's about things like
the opportunity economy.
I love our small businesses.
Wow. All right, I'm going to give more free advice to the Democrats, and I apologize for this. I really do. I'm sorry, Mom, but it has to be said. Kamala Harris would do better if she got on that stage and just took a dump on the desk and left. I'm dead serious. I mean... But, okay, just we'll get away from the nasty jokes for a second. But I'm serious. She would probably pull better if she did that. Nobody would want to see it, but it'd be like, oh, yeah, she just crapped on Colbert's desk. That's kind of funny, actually. Listen to what the word salad that she just put out there, the train going nowhere. But if you actually listen, she says, I believe in the American people and the opportunity and the ambition and right, all these things. So, words have meaning. So what does that mean? What is the practical application of these beliefs that she's espousing here with Colbert? Then you would get the government off of our back. Then you would get the damn government off of our back. You wouldn't tell us what cars we can or can't drive. You wouldn't tell us what energy we can or can't use. You wouldn't tell us what vaccines we have to put into our body. You would trust us. You would get the government off of our damn back. And it's the exact opposite of what you do. I wish Kamala Harris actually believed that. I wish Kamala Harris actually believed in the American people and their ambition and their opportunity and everything else. I wish she believed that because that would mean getting the government off of our back, off of our neck, and out of our way. But that's not what she actually believes. All right. Let's do this, guys. We've got some clips from... the hurricane press conference Now, this is the second time Joe Biden has done this, and I think it shows that there's some strife going on here because Biden never has press conferences. Now he does, that Kamala's nowhere to be found. Now he's having press conferences when Kamala can't make it, funny enough. So she shoehorns her way into this. She figures, that bastard Joe Biden is having a press conference again without me. He knows I need to be in front of the cameras. He knows I need to get my poll numbers up. Why does he keep having press conferences when I'm not there? This is bullcrap. This is a hurricane. I can be in front of the cameras. I can make it all about me. Biden keeps scheduling press conferences and doesn't even tell me. So she's mad. So she shoehorns her way into this deal. And you can tell because she's totally unprepared. She doesn't even know it's live. So somehow she's like, hey, what the hell's going on? Get me in here. Get me on a crew. Get me a camera. Get me in front of this. I need to be a part of this. I'm running for president. What the hell? And you can tell Joe's frustrated. The whole thing is just a disaster. So let's go through some of these clips. Guys, we'll go to the clips first, and then I sent you the timestamps on the larger video. So we'll do that second. Let's just look at these clips. This is Kamala Harris. She doesn't even realize the thing is live. And her staff, you can kind of hear it if you listen carefully. She's trying to figure out what to ask. She puts her hands over her mouth like, hey, what are we doing here? What am I supposed to ask? And the staffer has to say, hey, this is live. And then you can see the confusion on Joe Biden. You can only imagine. Clip 7.
Flood. We really got to watch those areas and those communities. So it takes quite a while for that water to drain.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Ken, I have a question for you. You mentioned words matter.
She asks, is this a live broadcast? Did you hear that?
Media following this briefing.
She asked, is this a live broadcast? So she wasn't invited. She shoehorned her way in because she's desperate for attention and to make the hurricane about her. She knows her poll numbers are tanking, so she tries to get involved in this, even though nobody wanted her there. And then the questions she asked are just as bad. Like, what is this in clip 6?
To the people of Florida, and in particular the people of the Tampa region, we urge you to take this storm seriously.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. Take the storm seriously. Wow. I mean, oh my gosh. My mind is blown. The same woman that says she trusts the American people. She knows how great they are, how smart they are. They can make decisions and everything. But now she has to tell you, hey, take the hurricane seriously. Oh, thank you. Wow. I wasn't going to until Kamala said it. And now I'm, wow. If she would have only said it in an Irish accent with a Miller High Life, then maybe I would really take it seriously. But still, I'll take her word that I should take it seriously. I mean, it's just a complete joke. Wow, you added so much. All right, now, do we have the longer clip, guys, with the timestamps? So we'll just go with them in order. I know there was one at 12, one at 20, I think 22. So just go ahead and fire at will, whichever one you guys have queued up first, and I'll tell us when to cut it. So let's just go ahead and look at some of these other awkward moments from the press conference today.
This one is different. This one just looks different, and I think we're going to have a lot of impacts and people that are going to need our help, sir.
Well, thank you very much.
Administrator Criswell.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you notice that? Kamala just shoehorns her way in. Did you hear that, guys? Rewind it a couple seconds. Did you hear this? Nobody wants her there. She's not supposed to be there. This is supposed to be for the FEMA director and Mayorkas to be making statements about evacuation and all this other stuff and where to get resources, and Biden is just there as the president. She's making it about her, so she has to chime in. She's like, oh, it's an opening. Oh, administrator, did you hear that? Listen.
Looks different, and I think we're going to have a lot of impacts and people that are going to need our help, sir.
Well, thank you very much.
Administrator Criswell.
Yes, ma'am.
Are we concerned about any misinformation or disinformation regarding evacuations that we need to clear up at this point?
Wow. There's been a lot of misinformation out there, Madam Vice President, that's for sure. But I have not heard anything specific to the evacuations. I think that the local officials,
there you go.
The state
so that's
officials
nice.
Have been
that's good. She's just reaching, trying to make it, oh, is there any misinformation about evacuation? Well, certainly there's misinformation, but I haven't heard any about evacuations. Just shoehorning her way and just making it about her. Just got to get the comments, got to get the TV time, got to get her voice out there. And Ron DeSantis was right, wasn't he? This is Kamala Harris making the hurricane about herself. But she has no choice. She's 26 days away from Election Day. Her poll numbers are tanking. Nobody takes her seriously. And so everything with them is projection. They say, it's all about Trump. Trump's saying, no, it's all about you. You guys are the most selfish people I've ever seen in my life. Trump might be a narcissist, but he actually cares about people. He actually genuinely cares about people. Kamala Harris only cares about herself. This is all about Kamala Harris. It's all about Kamala Harris getting TV time. It's all about Kamala Harris being the first woman president. That's all this is about to her. She wants the prestige. She wants her picture in the history books. She wants to be behind that Resolute desk. She couldn't give a damn about the American people. And doesn't this whole thing prove it? She forces her way into this hurricane press briefing to make it all about her. And by the way, you can see Biden's frustration the whole time. He doesn't want her there either. Nobody wants her there. Everyone is sick of this woman. This is why the majority of her staff quit on her. I mean, this is just... Okay. Here's some from Biden, though. Biden chimes in next. Do we have the next one ready to go, guys? Yeah, let's go to Biden now.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Ken, I have a question for you.
Oh, it's Kamala interrupting again.
I'm
sorry. Hold on. Let's go back. I thought the president was talking. Let's start that again, guys. I'm sorry. I thought the president was talking. And then what do we see again? Kamala chimes in. Kamala interrupts Joe Biden to get on TV and to get her voice heard. This is an insufferable, arrogant, entitled bitch. She is insufferable. If she thought this was going to help her in the polls, she is tragically mistaken. This is bad. Again, listen again. Biden is trying to steer the press conference, and she disrupts him and again has to shoehorn her way. Go ahead.
Out for that water to drain.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Ken, I have a question for you. You mentioned words matter, and I know there's a lot of media following this briefing. So
that's why you got on, isn't
it? We've gone from a Cat 5 to a Cat 4, and the language that a lot of folks have been using is downgrade. But it sounds like you're cautioning us that may communicate a sense that the danger is lessened when, in fact, it's not. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I know a lot of folks are watching right now.
This is pathetic.
And would love to have your feedback on how we should be talking about this.
Yeah, we need everybody that communicates to the public to be on the same page
with
the words.
That's good. So, again, they're talking about what's going on, water levels rising, when they're going to go up, when they're going to go down. Biden is just there, you know, steering it. He's still the president after all. And Kamala disrupts Joe Biden to ask a stupid question just to get the TV time, just to get the FaceTime, just to make it about her. We're hearing that. She has a totally different accent for this, actually. How do I talk? Yeah, it's no longer a Category 5, but a Category 4, and we need people to know that it's still very serious, right? Right? All right, yeah. All right, we got one more soundbite from the press conference. Do we have it queued up? Let's go ahead.
Who have spoken before me?
Well, I want to thank the governors. They've stepped up. You know, all this disinformation going out about how, you know, we're devoting all this money to migrants and even one congresswoman suggesting that I control the weather and
that's not what happened.
That I'm sending it to red states.
That's not what happened.
Stuff off the wall. It's like out of a comic book.
Okay, but, so pause it right there. And we'll actually play a report as we go to break about them giving FEMA money to blue cities for the illegal immigrants. No, Marjorie Taylor Greene is showing you documentaries and government documents about weather manipulation and government controlling the weather. That's public information. And they act like, it's just made up. It doesn't exist. No, don't look over here. And it's just, I mean, there's thousands of pages, hundreds of different white papers about weather modification and manipulation. And they just say, nope, it doesn't exist. And then Biden says, there's no money going to illegal immigrants. There's no FEMA money going to illegal immigrants. Actually, yeah, there is. I got a whole report here from Denver, Colorado here. Should we play that, guys? Yeah, go ahead.
The influx of migrants continues to have an impact across the nation and certainly here at home in Colorado. Denver alone housing nearly 4,600 migrants right now. Other cities in the state stepping up to help, but they say they cannot do it alone.
And now nonprofits and local senators and representatives are asking for more help from the federal government. Fox 1 political reporter Gabrielle Franklin is on it. Gabrielle.
Yeah, Erica, it's something that city leaders here in Denver have been calling on for a while. More federal help from the government to aid migrants. Now the calls are growing louder and the patience is getting thin.
We have never received on the migrant response direct support from the federal government.
Amanda Blaurock is a co-founder of the Village Exchange Center in Aurora. The center helps anywhere between 500 to 700 families a week, providing wraparound services.
We do have support via the state, the Office of New Americans. We have about 250,000 that we received that came from the FEMA dollars of 2.5 million that came to the state. That money is used for our food pantry that helps supply hygiene products, our security guards, and also food to individuals that are here.
The funds they received from the state just started going towards their work in December.
I don't think we should leave Denver or Colorado and holding the financial end of the stick. The federal
all
government
right,
needs
so
to
so there you go.
It.
I could play these reports all day long. You get the point. Biden just lied again. And I mean, it's public. Again, it's all public record. Hundreds of millions of dollars from FEMA going to illegal immigrants. And he just says, nope, it doesn't exist. One more gem from Kamala. Listen to this genius. I mean, my goodness, this woman is just a master of meteorology and atmospheric science. Unbelievable stuff here. If anybody can tell you all the details of a hurricane, it's Kamala Harris in Clip 8.
The other point, Mike, that I would make, especially came through on the briefing from the federal experts, it's really important that we think about the language that we're using to talk about what we are predicting. Because, for example, it has moved from time to time from a Category 5 to a Category 4. It's important that we not emphasize that downgrading has happened because, in fact, the difference between Category 5 and Category 4 in terms of the danger and the damage is pretty much the same.
Wow. So she thought that line was so good that she used it twice. I mean, this woman will blow you away with her genius. Truly incredible stuff.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Warning.
This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
It's currently a Category 3. It actually looks like it's weakening before it makes landfall, thank God. They were expecting Category 4. It now looks like it might be Category 3 at landfall. We'll continue to monitor this. I still think the flooding is going to be the story here. I think it's going to carry a lot of water with it. It looks like it's going to be a little more north than they expected. But I'm wondering, the science of Joe Biden's hurricane advice, if it still stands today... Remember Joe Biden's hurricane advice in 2021? This is what Joe Biden told you to do preparing for hurricanes in 2021 in clip 12.
Let me be clear. If you're in a state where hurricanes often strike, like Florida or the Gulf Coast or into Texas, a vital part of preparing for hurricane season is to get vaccinated now. Everything is more complicated if you're not vaccinated in a hurricane or a natural disaster hits.
Oh, did you get your vaccine in Florida? Because don't you know it'll help you in a hurricane? Does the science still apply? Because I haven't heard that mentioned from Biden or Harris yet. Maybe they're saving that humdinger for Harris. Maybe they're going to save that one for Harris. Let her take the win on that. Make sure you get your vaccines. It's hurricane season. Because, you know. That makes sense. That makes sense. All right, we're about to be joined by a guest who's going to break down what's going on behind the hurricanes as far as the weather modification programs, land grabs, other issues that may be going on. And she's recently posted a couple videos on, and it's just blown up on X. So we're going to get her on. But first, you got to give it to Eddie Griffin. The guy has always been hilarious, and maybe because he's not the kind of guy that goes to a Diddy party and rubs baby oil on himself. He didn't continue to get the big movie deals and the big comedy deals, even though he's still as funny as ever. Kalyan Harris, his podcast, he exposes Kalyan Harris in clip 14.
Kalyan Harris. Kalyan Harris. Look at it. This woman wanted to play black so bad, she went and erased her grandmama and replaced her grandmama.
As you can see there, it says that she died in July of 1960. And so this is a huge scandal.
And her fake grandmama is this black woman who died 4 years before she was born. But in her book, she got a picture standing next to this dead woman with a smile on her face. I wonder how that happened.
Grandma Beryl died in 1960, 4 years before Kamala Harris was born.
And you're going to deny your real grandmama being up showing up at your inauguration if you happen to get elected, which ain't going to happen. Everybody I talk to don't like it. Ain't nobody going to vote for you. Here's your choices, America. The liar or the crook. I think I might be going with the crook, goddammit. Yeah, the crook. He's got a lot of in him. He got 3 baby mamas, 43 felony cases and count. Selling high top tennis shoes just like Michael Jordan. Got shot just like Tupac. The motherfucker gonna drop an album next. We'll be right back. So I don't know what the you thinking of voting for Kamala. She's a puppet, y'all. Has zero experience. Nobody respects her on the world stage. You motherfucker crazy. Think they're going to be in charge. You know who's going to be in charge? The government that just put a hurricane and killed American citizens. And now the Fed's saying there's no money left to respond to hurricanes. But there's plenty of money to send weapons and bombs and more money over to fucking Ukraine and Taiwan and everywhere goddamn else. All you federal motherfuckers. Charity starts at home.
We'll be right back.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's an omen!
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, joining me now is Joy Backless Cruz. And she's been popular on Instagram. Recently, her ex account has blown up. She did a video following up with Hurricane Helene, talking about weather modification, talking about the aftermath, government agendas, dealing with that. And so this is one of those times where this is, how should we say, she comes highly recommended to be on the show to cover this stuff. And so we decided to get her on. And Joy, I went back and I was looking at some of your other work. You also covered the aftermath of the Maui wildfires. And so, you know, maybe there's something similar that these two events have in common. So, Joy, why don't we just kind of ask that question? What do you see? What similarities do you see? Because that was a big scandal, too. What similarities do you see between the Maui wildfires and Hurricane Helene?
Well, the biggest similarity between the two was it's very interesting to say, looking at the situation, to realize that FEMA is not really doing anything to help people. But not only that, it's blocking people. Now, so you can't say that FEMA just doesn't have the funds or the interest to help the people because it doesn't care. It does care. It cares enough to block private aid. Why would it want to do that? In both situations, when you ask why, you find out that there is property on the land that wants to be taken away from the people because there's government interest or corporate interest in having that land. So in North Carolina, we see that there is a lot of natural resources. They have two of the largest quartz mines in the world and some of the largest lithium mines. And both of those companies wanted to get more of that land from the private citizens, but the people kept saying no because it would harm the environment. But then a natural disaster strikes and all of their property is destroyed. So whenever that happens in history, the companies go in and they offer the people barely any money for their land because it's not worth anything anymore. So they get all of it for pennies on the dollar, and now it's owned by those companies. And so why would the government be almost helping those companies do that? Well, the government must have some interest. So with the quartz and lithium in North Carolina, that serves as a government interest because quartz is in AI technology. It's made for computer chips. And lithium is in EV, electric vehicles, and also AI technology. And I do think that we're in a unique position in human history right now where AI is the future, whether we like it or not. The country with the best AI will rule the world. This is the modern day arms race, and this is the U.S. government's efforts to make that possible. So we can have all of those resources be sourced in the United States, and we don't have to rely on other countries to import them.
Well, that would be an interesting change of pace. That doesn't seem to be the policy with any other energy production or manufacturing. Also, what do we know about, you know, they mentioned it again during the press conference. Biden says, well, yeah, you're going to get $750, these families. I mean, that's hardly enough to repair somebody's life, but I guess they can claim that they've done something. Maybe these people that had their lives overturned by the hurricane should just find a way to get across the southern border, and then they get, you know, $3,000 a month and probably be better off for them. But what about the loans? What do we know about these loans?
Well, we know that the $750 for a lot of people, if they're insured, which most people are insured, then the $750 are loans. And even better, I just had one of my friends from PragerU send me an Instagram post about how the FEMA offering lodging to people is also a loan. They have to pay that back. So not only are they not getting $750, they can't even pay for a place for these people to stay. It's incredible. And I don't think we understand the significance of being able to help people from other countries and not our own people. That's not an accident. It's on purpose. The question is why. I know a lot of people think that it's a target at places that vote red, which I think is certainly a possibility, but in Maui, that's blue. I don't think this is discriminating against any voter base. I think it's discriminating against the American voter base, against American citizens. But why the areas in particular that it does, that it refuses to help the people, I'm not sure. And I don't think anyone knows the answer to that.
Well, I think that that's kind of become really the big story that's hit most Americans the hardest, because they can try to deny it. Oh, FEMA doesn't give money to illegal immigrants. It's all public information. It's mainstream news. It's been hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, really, when you add it all up, in 4 years of the Biden-Harris administration, it'll be probably over $1 billion, actually, when you add it all up. And there's no denying it. They cover it on local news. They cover it on mainstream news. They cover it in the press. But before I get back to some other issues with the loans, I tend to agree. A lot of people tend to sit in the same lane, or they think that everything is just a one-way track. And so they think, well, everything's about this 2024 election. Let's say that the government or some other entity decides that they want to do a hurricane to destroy this part of the United States. Let's say it's a man-made weather weapon in order to do this. I agree. I don't think this is about the 2024 election. I think maybe it's about the lithium. Maybe it's about the land. I would say that's more likely. But there's always the cause. Never let a good crisis go to waste. So, of course, the political vultures are going to try to find a way to take advantage of this for political reasons, whether that be affecting the vote or the voter turnout in areas they want it to exist or not exist, or saying, see, man-made climate change, we need to pass all these bills and legislation. So the political vultures are always around this stuff, but not everything is about an election. Not everything is about politics. I think the land, I think the energy, the AI is certainly an interesting issue we can get into with you in a moment. But with the loans real quick, you said if they don't have insurance, so I'm trying to make sense of this. I mean, by law, most people have to have insurance on their home. So is it if you don't own a home, then you can get the money for free? But if you do own a home, that's when it becomes a loan? Is that the distinction? And insurance is just kind of the red tape?
Well, yeah. If you don't have a home and you don't have insurance, well, none of your property got destroyed because you didn't have anything. So, yeah, they'll give you the $750 because how many people is that going to be? So how much money are they really wasting? Nothing. It's clearly an excuse to not give up any money, which is really interesting because, you know, they're willing to give it up on a lot of other things. Karine Jean-Pierre was on tape in 2022 saying that FEMA was using money for illegal immigrants, and then in 2024 saying that it was not and that never happened. So clearly there's things that are happening, and they're backtracking with it. It's very interesting to see where the money is going. I think the bottom line of all of this is follow the money. We'll get our answers eventually, whether or not we have them all right now.
Well, but that's the same deal with Maui. It's like, okay, now that that's kind of in the rear view, are people still following it? And at the time, see, they always want to address the issue when it's right in front of them. So when the issue was the illegal immigrant invasion going into these blue cities, New York, Chicago, Denver, it was, oh, FEMA's here to relieve you. The mayors of these cities would come out. All the Democrat mayors came out and said, we can't do this. This is too much. So they called out the Biden administration for the open borders, and they said, okay, we'll give you money. We'll give you money from FEMA. Now, who knows where that money actually goes? It might go right into their pockets. But the point is, it was, oh, okay, we sent in the illegals. Here's your, the relief money from FEMA. Now it's, no, we never did that. That never happened. And the money is not there, but whatever we can scratch up, we'll give to the victims of this hurricane. So I think they assume the American people are too stupid maybe to see that that's going on, but it's not working. What about interest? Are there, because look, these illegal immigrants get thousands of dollars a month. That's interest free. That's not a loan. Are there interest if you don't pay back these loans, or what do? They just take your property?
It seems like it. It seems like it. It seems like they just take your property. And I think another big part of this is why? Why are they selecting the types of people to give the money to? And when we look at the illegal immigrants, especially in Colorado and everywhere else, when we see them crossing the border, a lot of times they're young men. There's not a lot of families. There's a disproportionate amount of young men and that this money is going to, because and that's interesting, because usually the demographic that you would want to help is women and children or the elderly. And that's not what this demographic is. This is working age young men. So why is this money going to them? There must be some sort of government interest. Maybe it's for votes, because we recently found out that a lot of states are registering people to vote and are not even allowed to look at people's ID to see if they're citizens. And that should be very worrisome for us, because that questions election integrity. And I know we haven't been allowed to talk about that for years, but now that that's out in the open, that states can't even look at voter at photo ID for voter registration, how can you not talk about it? Obviously, there's a conflict of interest there.
Well, we know that there are lithium mines in that area. It's currently protected lands. They've always acted like there's going to be some sort of an oil shortage. They've had different words for this over the years, that there was going to be an oil shortage. It's never happened. But there actually is a finite, probably a lot smaller amount of lithium than there is oil right now. And these lithium batteries don't last forever. They've exhausted a lot of these lithium mines. They've completely devastated the forests in the Philippines, just completely destroyed them. And so I guess now they're looking for more resources. Only time will tell if they do end up going into that. But what is the AI angle of that? Why does lithium matter when it comes to AI development?
So the thing about lithium also is that, yes, it's a finite resource, but the lithium industry has actually been crashing. So the price of lithium is coming way down because, again, even though it's finite, the biggest producer of lithium, I believe, is Australia. And it's being produced in a lot of places around the world. It's being mined a lot of places around the world, and they're finding a lot more of it. And that's why two of the biggest lithium companies in the U.S., Albemarle and Piedmont, were losing a lot of money. So the U.S. government gave them both grants to expand their land because they couldn't do it on their own. They were almost bankrupt just because so far we've been importing a lot of lithium from China and other countries, and we don't want to be dependent on external sources, because as we've seen, like with the unions just recently, our ports can close. Things can happen. We might not be able to import them from other places. So we wanted to produce our own lithium, and the best option for that is North Carolina. So the government gave them the grants. They used the grants to expand their mines. They didn't have to use all of that money because the natural disaster happened. And now they have a lot more money left over to like expand the company and pay the people and everything. And lithium has a couple different uses. I will say for AI, that's mostly going to be the high purity quartz, and particularly high purity, because normal quartz aren't going to work as well in the computer chipping. Lithium, I know, has some application, I believe, in chip development as well. I don't know exactly in what mechanism it's involved, but that's mostly for electric vehicles and batteries. But the high purity quartz is the key for AI. And there's a lot of different AI.
So there's a quartz involved here too. There's quartz mines that they want too.
Yeah, so there's this town called Spruce Pine in North Carolina, and they have two of the largest quartz mines in the world, two of the largest high purity quartz mines in the world. And I don't believe there is another high purity quartz mines or another high purity quartz mine that supplies anywhere near as much of the world's quartz as North Carolina does. I believe they supply 70% of the high purity quartz for the world's battery, for the world's computer chipping. And so the high purity quartz was really the key here. And it's interesting because natural disaster is going to interfere with the land, but those natural resources are underground. So I believe right after the disaster struck, they said that the mines were going to close down. And I am assuming, I'm willing to bet that that was to decrease the value of the land so they could offer people less money. And I would really bet a lot that sooner rather than later, they will be producing more high purity quartz than they ever have. It's going to come back.
Well, you know, it's hard to believe anything is a coincidence when things align like this. It's one of those issues where we have to say, okay, well, time will tell. A lot of people believe that there was foul play involved with the Maui wildfires. I think there's a lot of evidence that lead to that. A lot of people believe that there was foul play involved with this hurricane that led it right into that area. And so maybe they tried to do it again with this hurricane and are trying to hit it even harder. But again, it's like we have to stay eyes focused on this. Otherwise, it happens a year from now and people don't really even notice. And so that's kind of the nature of the news media. But I'm sure you'll be paying attention to this. And so where can people follow you? And by the way, like I said, you've been popular. I think it's on TikTok. TikTok probably is where you have your largest audience. You have a big audience on Instagram. You just kind of started to get some viral videos on X, too. That's where people were sending me your stuff saying to get you on about this. But normally you just put these short and informative videos up. This was your first live interview. So glad you decided to come on here with us. So where can people follow you?
So much. I'm on X. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Instagram. I'm on YouTube. Everywhere it's at Joy Backless Cruz, except on TikTok. I've had a couple of accounts taken down, as one does. So now it's Joy Backless Cruz back up.
And how many pet reptiles do you have?
I have a snake back here and a gecko down there.
That snake is bothering me.
I have a scorpion. He passed away. Oh, is he looking at you? I'm sorry.
I don't know. It's just I'm not a big fan of snakes, but I'm sure it's perfectly harmless.
My mom doesn't know I have him.
Well, it's out now. Now she's going to see it.
It's out now. That's right.
All right, Joy. Thank you so much. We'll continue to follow your reporting. And thank you for raising awareness about the quartz mines, the lithium mines. These are the stories, I think, that raise suspicion that, yeah, somebody wanted to devastate that area with a man-made weather weapon. There is the cause right there. All right, Joy, thank you so much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back. First, a message from Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have only been excited about a supplement product this much, and all our products are great, a few times in the last couple decades. This is so game-changing, and we knew about this years ago, but I wanted to wait until we were able to get you the very best. And our sponsor, the great folks at Bigly, have come out with Ultimate CMOS. Now, this particular type of CMOS has been all the rage for years, and we got it from one of the top companies in the nation that let us private label it. They're top rated. This is a concentrate of the CMOS that doesn't just have the special type of bioavailable iodine, but all these other vitamins and minerals and then trace elements. So it's the way the CMOS produces and grows this that makes it probably the top superfood in the world right now. So you're supporting the broadcast, you're getting a top CMOS, and of course you're empowering your body, your immune system, and so much more. Now the big one is the iodine. The type of iodine in this. It's extremely bioavailable. And then, again, it has all these other vitamins and minerals and trace elements and things that are connected to it, your whole metabolic system. Then it works for your immune system. I've got a whole giant list here. Boosts energy levels, improves mental health, supports joint and muscle health, improves skin health, promotes healthy digestion, boosts immune system, supports thyroid health, and it's rich in nutrients. It's got it all. A, C, K, iron, iodine, it's potassium, magnesium, and just a whole bunch of wild stuff. Because if you just get normal vitamins, they're synthetic and don't work very well. Even if you get organic, but they're not naturally produced in a plant, whereas they're connected to all these other cofactors, it just doesn't have the effect. This has it all. This type of CMOS is amazing. When you go to the alexjonesstore.com, you're also ensuring that even if InfoWars gets shut down on November 13th, which it could, it's all in the news if you missed it, we will continue on with great sponsors like the alexjonesstore.com. So it's a win-win. Get a great product at a great price. It's 40% off, by the way. Support the broadcast. One way or another, it's up to you whether we're able to do this. So we try to bring you great products that you're going to love so you want to reorder them. Go to the alexjonesstore.com and get Ultimate CMOS today. And while you're there, there are now over 100 awesome T-shirt, hoodie, ball cap designs, and more at the alexjonesstore.com that have these powerful messages that spread the word of liberty. It helps you meet like-minded people. And again, it's a major sponsor that's going to be critical for me staying on the year one way or another. So we're doing a fundraiser right now through our sponsors to ensure that the globalists that are so desperate to silence us when President Trump is president-elect, or if Kamala steals it, that they are pulling out all the stops to get us off the air. So I try to make it a win-win. You get a great product at a great price, and you keep us on the air. Now, it's 40% off for one bottle right now. 40% off for one bottle. It's over 40% when you get two, and even more when you get three. So check it out. This is a heavy bottle. It is just filled with these bad boys. I'll show people an overhead shot of this. And you take one or two a day of these, and it just does incredible things for your whole body. Trust me, get it. Just like our information is game-changing and tomorrow's is today, this is probably the ultimate superfood out there from one of the best sources, and it supports the broadcast, A360Win. So get the hoodies, get the T-shirts, check out all the new great designs, new ones being added daily. Get Ultimate CMOS. Check out some of the other amazing supplements while you're there at the alexjonesstore.com, and then we're going to be able to stay on air in the face of the new world order. It's amazing. Take action now. Ultimate CMOS, 40% off right now at the alexjonesstore.com.
All right, thank you, Alex. Now, coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, we got a shocking statement from Tim Walz. I mean, the things that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz have said should make them unelectable. I mean, it shouldn't even be close. So we're going to show you that, and then some more just strangeness from this man. There's just something off about him. Also, a big announcement. Well, it's not official yet from the Trump campaign, but it seems like something that we've been calling for, or you might even say predicted, is about to happen. So we'll have that. Will there be another presidential debate? Will there be another presidential debate? Fox News is trying to make that happen. We got some other poll numbers that we'll look at too. And then a terror attack on Election Day has been thwarted. The FBI claims an ISIS-inspired terror attack from an individual that I believe the Kamala Harris, Joe Biden open border let in. So, yeah, you remember all those threats that we were warned about coming across the border? Did one try to plan a terror attack on Election Day? So we still got all of that and a big guest yet to come up on the show today.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing T-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension. And
fund the operation, and also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency-controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
A number of things have been said by Kamala, and now Tim Walz on this campaign that should be inherently disqualifying. Lying about military service and rank, talking about gun confiscation and gun legislation. And now Tim Walz has dropped another doozy. This was from a private fundraising event earlier this week. It was actually yesterday. And listen to what he says here. We kind of have to boost the audio. Again, this was a private event. Somebody was recording it, and the video has now been leaked. I get a feeling it wasn't a friendly, but maybe a friendly thought this was a good idea. Listen to what he says in clip 15.
Good point. Who's
so what is better, the Electoral College or the popular vote?
Oh, my gosh, that's a great question. These are great questions. The teacher in me loves this. I've been asked to sign on, and a whole bunch of people signed on, and my good friend, I think Gene Green from Houston, was carrying the bill to get rid of the Electoral College. I'm what? Thinking to myself, had Hillary Clinton won, probably none of them would have signed on to it. And so... I'm really torn on this. I think any time, and I do believe the Constitution is a living document. I think Jefferson's quote about as mankind progressed and as technology progressed, the document was to progress with it, as how you deal with these things.
Yeah, what's that quote?
But I do think you have to be very careful about some of those core principles. It always seems to me, going back to the Senate and the filibuster,
that
the
Electoral
College seems very undemocratic to me. I mean, I think at first blush. But it also was an attempt to unify the less populated areas to try and give some voice. Now, those who would say this, the state of Wyoming has about 500 and some thousand people. They have less than in this congressional district. But the two senators from Wyoming have the same clout as the two senators from California. And the Electoral College system and how we divide that representative proportion is a challenge. So I don't have a concrete opinion.
Yeah, it
on
is
it
a
right
challenge
now.
To your power.
I do think it's incredibly uplifting to me to watch citizens thinking about it, to have us talking about this again. It makes us think that, again, the framers created something amazing. It's been amended over time. We may be at a point now where there's constitutional issues coming up, constitutional issues of conflict and things like that, that we may be called upon as citizens to try and solve. And that's what I got to hear feedback from all of you. It's that one especially. If you're on the losing end of that, if you win the popular vote, lose the Electoral College, it's just maddening for people. But yes, sir.
Wall says the Electoral College needs to go. The New York Times even reporting on it. The Electoral College needs to go. Now, this is the problem. We do not live in a democracy. We do not. We live in a constitutional republic. We have a democratic representation in our Congress, in our executive branch. But we do not live in a democracy. We live in a constitutional republic. Now, I have to tell you, I'm beginning to get a little jaded towards the concept of democracy because it's being abused. This idea that somebody should be able to vote to decide your future is dangerous. And as he said, the framers of the Constitution, they understood that. I don't want somebody to be able to vote to decide my future. I don't want somebody to be able to vote to decide my rights and my life. So I'm beginning to actually disdain democracy because it's being abused. The reason why we have a House of Representatives and the reason why we have a Senate and the reason why we have three branches of government and the reason why we have an electoral college is so that democracy cannot be abused. That's the purpose. Oh, but they love democracy so much. I just wonder. Let's say there was a vote. Let's say it was on the ballot that every member of Congress had to have all of its bank records made public, all of its tax returns made public, and actually had to give all of their money away to their constituents. Let's say we voted on that. Do you think they'd still like democracy then? Do you think they'd still like democracy then? No, there's a reason why we have a separation of powers. There's a reason why we have an electoral college. And it's funny because he says why, but then he acts like it's a bad thing. Just because Wyoming has a smaller population than Chicago doesn't mean that the people in Chicago should decide the fate of the people in Wyoming. That's the entire purpose. The Electoral College needs to go. You should be disqualified. And if the Democrats were serious, they would kick you off the ticket immediately. So yeah, a democracy, when applied in a balanced fashion with checks and balances, in a system with a political science like ours, where we don't get dominated by people voting, we have a constitutional republic, is okay. What these people want to do is they actually want to turn us into a democracy. They want to be able to vote for whatever they want, and they want to dominate you with this vote. And they'll bring in voter blocks. They'll fake votes. They'll cheat. They'll lie. They'll have illegal votes, whatever they can. No. No, we are not a democracy, and no, you don't get to conquer me with people voting. Sorry. That's not how it works. And I guarantee you, these people would not be chanting democracy if we actually had things on the ballot that would hurt them. All of a sudden, they wouldn't like democracy, would they? All right, now, this is just, I don't even know. This is Tim Walz now. It just gets weirder and weirder with this guy. Look at him closing out his most recent rally here in clip 16.
Let's go!
There's just something off, man. There is just something off. It's almost like he's having a fake off. You know, Diddy had the freak off. It's almost like he's having a fake off with Kamala. Like, who can be faker? Who can be more phony? Who can be more more forced? Who's winning? By the way, you want to know, you know, sometimes liberals are actually honest, and it's a good thing, actually. Here's a professor at the University of Kansas who's being honest about how he feels in clip 17.
Guys are smarter than girls. You got some serious problems. That's what frustrates me. There are going to be some males in our society that will refuse to vote for a potential female president because they don't think females are smart enough to be president. We could line all those guys up and shoot them. They clearly don't understand the way the world works. Did I say that? Scratch that from the recording. I don't want the deans hearing that I said that.
I bet you don't. Now, he's been put on leave. Now, let me just say something here, because I truly feel this way. I don't mind that he said it. Doesn't bother me at all. In fact, I believe he has the right to say it. Now, there might be repercussions in your place of employment for saying something like that, but I don't even think that should be illegal. He's not actually planning on lining people up. Now, it's important, though, that liberals be honest, and he's being honest, and I actually appreciate that, because, folks, that's what they will do to you. Absolutely. And this is why this concept of being able to vote their way into dominating you is why they're so obsessed with it. Because they want to be able to vote their way to dominate you and eventually just have total power via the vote to actually line you up and shoot you. Yes. It's good when liberals are honest. He has been put on leave. We'll see if they fire him or not. I'm glad when liberals are honest. That's what they want. They want to take Trump supporters, line them up against the wall, and shoot them. I'm glad he said it. He's an honest liberal. It's not very honest. It's rare that you actually get an honest liberal. That's an honest liberal who says what they really want to do, who says what they're really thinking. I'm glad he said it. That's what they really want, ladies and gentlemen. This is the political left. No matter where you're at on the planet, this is the political left. This is why they love democracy so much. It's all about power. They can't stand that you as an American have a Bill of Rights, a Constitution, unalienable rights given to you by God. Not by government, by God. They cannot touch them. You inherently, as a citizen of this country, you are a free citizen. You are a free man. You are a free woman. The government can't do things to you. Now, this has been abused. This has been tarnished. We get abused. We get raped by our government every day. But that's not the point. That's why they're obsessed with this idea of democracy. That's why they want to be able to vote their way into power and dominate you. It's the same story no matter where you're at on the planet. The group that wants to use the government to control you, the group that wants to use the government, always on the left, the group that wants to use the government to control culture, control civilization, control the means of production, energy, everything. As soon as you are out of line, they want to shoot you. They want to kill you. The American left is no different. We're just finally reaching this phase in American history. Most other countries have been through it. We're now going through it as a country. We're watching what leftists do. As a nation, we used to be against this crap. Now it's dominating us. And so good for that professor. I celebrate that professor, actually. He's actually honest. That's what the American left will do to you if the Democrats get total power. I would honestly say by 2040, that's your future. They already censor you. They already persecute you. They already imprison you. They're already trying to kill Donald Trump. I'm telling you right now, if we as a people in the United States of America, if we as a culture, as a civilization, as a constitutional republic, do not stop this now. If the Democrats are not stopped now, and if this course isn't fully corrected in 4 to 8 years, yes, the American left will start lining up political dissidents and shooting them against a wall. That professor is right. He's 100% honest. That's what they're really thinking. Now let's notice the context. Let's notice the justification. What he's saying is, you're a misogynist, so you deserve to be killed. That's what he's saying. And of course, everybody who disagrees with them is a misogynist. But replace misogynist with racist, sexist, homophobe, transphobe, xenophobe, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. That's what they do. If they can't dominate your mind, if they can't dominate you, your body, then they label you, and then they say, well, because of this label, it's now justified to kill you. Oh, you're a misogynist, so line up all the misogynists against a wall and shoot them dead. Oh, you're a racist, so line up all the racists against a wall and shoot them dead. You're a xenophobe, you're a homophobe, you're a transphobe, you're a this-phobe, you're a thatist. Put them all against the wall and shoot them dead. It's justified. And of course, you're none of these things. You're not a sexist. You're not a racist. You're not a homophobe. You're none of these things. You're just somebody that wants to be free and not have these freaks dominate your life and control your future. So they just say, oh, you're a misogynist. And so therefore it's justified to put you against the wall and kill you. Do you see how all their tactics play out? Do you see what's really going on here with these leftists? Do you see why they're so dangerous? Do you see why I'm so desperate to keep them away from political power? Do you see why I'm so desperate to keep them out of our lives? Do you see it? Do you see why Elon Musk is all in? Do you see why Donald Trump is all in? Do you see why Alex Jones is all in? Do you see why this crew is all in? Do you see why people are going all in now? Do you get it? That's what we're facing, ladies and gentlemen. Do not be confused. This is not politics as normal. This isn't Kamala Harris going around in a pantsuit, flabbing and jabbering and all these different accents and all this bullcrap. This is an American left that if it seizes power and controls this country for a decade or two, eventually, they will line you up and shoot you dead. And that professor is actually being honest. And I'm glad. And I'm glad. I'm glad he said it. I wish more of them would be honest about it. Because that's who they are. And that's where they want to take this country. You know, I will say this. The guy that I'm going to be debating coming up next Monday at the University of South Carolina, he's kind of honest about it, too. He posts something on his X account. He basically wishes Elon Musk would die. Has a picture of him jumping off of a building, depicting him jumping off a building and dying, and says it's wishful thinking. So, oh, ha ha, that's just comedy, that's just funny. No, folks, that's what they really want. That's what they really want. That's what they really want, ladies and gentlemen. And so I'm glad the professor said it. I wish more liberals were honest about it. That's at uncensoredamerica.us, by the way, for more information and to get tickets. Madonna, I want to blow up the White House. Johnny Depp, oh, when's the last time somebody killed a president? So, I'm glad they're honest. I'm glad. I actually appreciate honesty. Even if I completely disagree with it, even if I think it's disgusting, just be honest. Yeah, you want to kill us. Thank you. Thank you for being honest. I know, but thank you for being honest. That's where this goes, folks. Tiananmen Square. All right. But that's why they're obsessed with democracy. That's why they're obsessed with democracy right there. Oh, my gosh. What do you think? Speaking of teachers, what do you think is going on with this story? Do you think there's some politics involved? What kind of teachers do you think would drug students? Is that what's happening here? Listen to this report in clip 23.
New tonight, parents of some pre-K students in Spring are outraged after they say some teachers have been giving their children sleep patches at school.
In an email sent to parents today, the school saying Spring ISD police now investigating. Matt Doherty is talking to some of those parents tonight. He joins us live in Spring. Matt.
Yeah, the parents say that two teachers and two aides have been suspended so far. Still, they don't feel comfortable sending their kids back to school.
What happened with the sticker?
The sticker makes me fall asleep.
This is 4-year-old Lane Luviano. She's the one that broke this case open in September when she snuck one of her sleepy stickers out of the classroom.
She kind of pulled up her little shorts and said, Mom, look, this is my sleeping sticker. And I was like, the what?
When Lane's mom, Lisa, saw the sticker, she thought it was strange and asked her daughter about it.
And the teacher gives it to you where she put it?
On my arm.
On your arm? Which part? Point to it. Right up there?
Yeah.
And what's it look like?
Sleeping with a moon on it.
Lane's dad says he's known something was wrong since school first started.
2 o'clock in the morning, I'm hearing her. The room, some noise in the room, and I'm going over there. She's still up.
And so she gives you the sticker. You put the sticker on and it makes you tired?
Yeah.
Wow. And all the kids get them?
Yeah, they never notified the parents.
So Lisa took matters into her own hands. She reached out to the other parents in Lane's class, sent them pictures of the patch to see if their kids were getting the stickers too.
I showed it to my 4-year-old, and she said, yes, that's the sleepy sticker.
Melissa Guilford immediately went online to research the sticker.
Sleep Z patch. So, and if you read the ingredients on them, it has a lot of, I mean, it's just things I've never even heard of.
And they're giving them drugs to make them sleep, to keep them quiet.
Najala Abdullah tells us she'd noticed changes in her son, who told her he'd been getting the stickers too. She says he'd been crying, stopped eating, and was bringing home lunches that he hadn't touched. The parents shared with us an email they received from Northgate Crossing Elementary's principal today. The email states two of the school staff members were put on leave after they allegedly administered sleeping supplements to students on September 24th. The email also states the Spring ISD Police Department is investigating.
Do you think it could be a crime?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
What kind of punishment do you think should be doled out to a teacher that would drug children? What kind of teacher does that anyway? Probably the same type of teacher that would convince them to change genders, give them gender-bending drugs without parents' permission. Probably the same type of person that likes to abort kids. Just a guess, though. You know? Just a guess. Oh, and by the way, we'll have this tomorrow. The show is already filled today. We'll have it tomorrow. Oh, yeah, more stories coming out about teachers convincing kids to trans themselves without the parents' permission. Who do you think they vote for? Where do you think their political alignment is?
Mm-hmm.
Think it's the same type of person that says we need to line up somebody that wouldn't vote for Kamala Harris to a wall and shoot him? Think that's the kind of person? Yeah. Yeah, probably. Probably. And by the way, we're going to, in this next upcoming segment, we're going to fill it because they say, remember we played the 60 Minutes interview. I went long that segment, so I couldn't get to this video. Non-citizens being offered to register to vote in Arizona. It's undercover footage. It's right there, straight to the source. But 60 Minutes says there is no investigation. 60 Minutes says there is nobody confirming that. Nobody knows that. That's not happening. If 60 Minutes doesn't report it, then it's not true. Really? Okay, well, let's just go right to the source, shall we? Let's just go right to the source. Let's just go right to the undercover videos, and you can see for yourself non-citizens, and they're trying to get them registered to vote in Arizona, specifically in Arizona, the state they were even talking about. You think Scott Pelley will look into that? These people are actually so weak, folks. They put on this air. They put on this disguise of dominance and power over you. They're actually weak and pathetic cockroaches. And if you notice in that 60 Minutes piece, he starts shaking. He's getting visibly stirred because they just think they can dominate you. I'm a member of the mainstream media. I'm a powerful, rich member of the mainstream media. Look at my fancy jacket and setup and studio and all my crew and cameras. I'm dominating you. And then Shelby Bush just sits there unfazed, doesn't care about his fake power, and he's visibly stirred. He's literally shaking. I'm telling you, folks, I've met these people. I've confronted these people. They are weak. I'm sick of being dominated by weak, inferior men, pathetic cockroaches pretending to be powerful. They're weak. You stand up to them once. You get in their presence unfazed once. Because they're frauds. Seen it for myself. We've uncloaked the Wizard of Oz here. It's all an act. So I'm going to play that video coming up. Look at that. She's not scared of me. She's not intimidated by me. Oh, my fake power. Oh, my gosh. She's not scared. She's not backing down. She's unfazed. Yeah, you're all phonies. You're all cowards. You're all frauds. We're not scared of you. We're not fazed by you. We, the people, are powerful. All right. Remember, folks, you can get your limited edition InfoWars War Room t-shirt, limited edition, at thealexjonesstore.com. And you get, I think it's like triple, quadruple the raffle entries right now for the monster truck. It's just insane. What a great deal. Limited edition, War Room t-shirt, thealexjonesstore.com, and you can still enter to win the monster truck raffle.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Si gusta mantenernos en contacto, puede traer una forma de registrar para votar.
So here it is. They're trying to register non-citizens to vote. The Oversight Project has the video.
¿Tiene licencia de manejar en Arizona?
Sí.
Solo se ocuparía eso y su residencia. No, pues nos ponemos en contacto. Cuando guste, reúna a todos los amigos que quieran registrarse y ya me dice cuántos son. Y yo en como un tiempo de descanso que tenga, nos reunimos afuera. Porque no creo que me dejen hacer todo eso.
Ah, sí, claro.
It's like they know it's illegal. I'm not going to read the captions for you. You can read it for yourself. If you're an audio listener, I apologize. But he's basically saying, yeah, they pretty much know it's illegal, but we can do it anyway. We just got to kind of do it undercover.
Register to vote?
Sí, no tiene. No. Ah, okay.
Como para...
No, es que había oído que me había dicho un amigo que aquí como están registrando aquí.
And so they're sending multiple people to see if they'll do it.
And dijo que aquí en el país...
Estoy seguro, pues yo lo que sepa, yo trabajo para una asociación que registra a la gente a votar, pero no estoy seguro como si alguien estaba registrando aquí a gente.
Ah, ¿verdad?
Yeah.
Okay. Bueno, supongo que es más como el B&B o algo así.
¿Se quería registrar?
Pues está viendo información para ver.
Oh, como que... buscaba.
Pues ahorita pues estaba viendo más información, ahorita pues estaba viendo igual, había escuchado como varios lugares como Washington y Nueva York que estaban haciendo como políticas para ayudar a la gente, están haciendo sus trámites para la ciudadanía para poder registrarlos, entonces no sé si podía ver más información de eso, igual si Arizona tenía lo mismo.
All right, so it's from the Oversight Project. Guys, do me a favor. I want to check on the status of the hurricane real quick. So the Oversight Project and the great work at Real Muckraker also involved here in Phoenix, Arizona, a liberal Mexican man trying to register non-citizens to vote. They sent multiple people in there and every time. So there you go. Oh, Scott Pelley in 60 Minutes. It's not happening. No. All right, guys, can I get a – let me see if we can get some radar or something pulled up because I was looking at the break to see what's going on here, and the one radar that I saw looked a little strange, but I don't want to just look at one radar before I make a judgment. So they're saying it's Category 3 now. Is this the latest radar here, guys? Okay. I mean, right now, it looks like it's dissipating. Yeah, I don't want to see the cone. Just give me the, just pull up radar for me. I'm not really interested in the cone. So, it looks like it's going to be making landfall between Tampa and Fort Myers. Basically, just right on Tampa or Sarasota, maybe. And they're predicting it's just going to go right through. It looked from some of these angles like it might be dissipating. Now, I don't want to make any assumptions about this, obviously. We'll wait and see what happens. But if there is any weather modification involved in this, again, I think people will kind of see the signs. So we shall see, but I'm guessing it's probably just an hour or two away or a couple hours away from landfall. And it looks like Sarasota, Tampa area, is where it's going to hit. So there's going to be a lot of wind no matter what. We've already seen that. I think there's going to be a lot of flooding no matter what. There's already a lot of devastation from the last one. Let's hope this thing is not a Category 4 when it hits. And let's hope it continues to dissipate. But if it's another Category 4, it's going to be a serious problem. It looks like it might be dissipating. Let's hope that's the case. All right, we'll be right back with a guest here, registered nurse, victim of the COVID-19 vaccine. You're not going to want to miss her story.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays on the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work for somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
All right, our guest now, Tanya Killane, is a registered nurse and now, unfortunately, also a victim of the mRNA COVID vaccines. And so she's going to tell us her story and then some of the deeper research that she's done. Guys, do we have her? I have something off, something else on my screen here. Is she good to go? Okay, so we need to give it a second. All right, live television and radio here, folks. Just dealing with a technical issue. So we'll get her up in a second here, guys. Is this what's live on my screen right here? Can I just monitor this? Is that good? Okay. So I'll be monitoring that. They come out with a story, and there have been all kinds of these stories, but they come out with a story just last week, and it was published in the Daily Mails, and then it got republished everywhere, and these new studies, and they say, shocking number of young people having heart attacks. Shocking number of athletes having heart attacks. Shocking number of fit people having heart attacks. We've never seen anything like this. The numbers are doubling. And they mention everything in there except the vaccine. They even say, oh, it's COVID probably doing this. Oh, it's COVID. But not the vaccine. Never mention the vaccine. Isn't that strange? Even though all of these anomalies, all of these medical emergencies all happened right after the vaccine. I mean, we haven't even probably mentioned this in months, maybe even a year. The VAERS database, that's the Vaccine Adverse Reaction Database. It's the government database where they report adverse reactions to vaccines. And most people don't even report. They think maybe like it's definitely less than 10% of people who have an adverse reaction. Most don't even know it, but even those that do, it's less than 10% that will even report it to the VAERS website. And the numbers went from like less than 1,000 a year, it's like 500 a year, right after the vaccine went out, and it was tens of thousands a year. And this is all public. You can go download the documents, download the Excel spreadsheets, and you can see it's COVID-19 vaccine, COVID-19 vaccine, just all the way down the list. And so again, Tanya is a registered nurse. Got the vaccine, got the side effect, still dealing with it, and now learning some other things about it too. So I'm not sure, guys, that she. Okay, so we're working on getting this all lined up. But you know, it's just one of those frustrating things where they do the same crap, just like they do with. Oh, there's no voter fraud. Oh, there was no election fraud in Arizona. That's not confirmed. What makes you say that? No. It's like, oh, there's no vaccine side effects. Oh, no. And it's just like, what do you mean? And it's this, it's really, it is in a way, it's MK Ultra. Because, I mean, it really is probably actually CIA taught and executed MK Ultra, where, and it's, this is why they tested televisions before they released them to the public on monkeys, so that they could figure out the flicker rates and the lighting and everything to basically manipulate you and brainwash you and make it addictive. And it's just like anything else. I mean, I'm in a position now. It's not, I'm not proud of it, but I'm basically addicted to screens. Most people probably are. I have three monitors in my house. I'm watching news 24/7. Before I go to bed, I'm scrolling through news. So, you know, it's a necessary evil for what I do. But the point is, it's all done intentionally. And so now people, without knowing it, it's like, I know it. People don't know it. Oh, this TV is designed to make me addicted and brainwash me, where you don't even believe the reality that you're living. And so somehow now the TV, or what you see on the TV, what's projected into you from the TV, that is now the ultimate authority. And that's what this training is. It's a training exercise to get you to obey the television. So if the TV says there are no vaccine side effects, then there are no vaccine side effects. It doesn't exist. It doesn't matter if all your friends that got the vaccines are now having heart attacks in the hospital and getting sick. It doesn't matter if all the data shows as soon as these COVID-19 vaccines came out, all these side effects started happening, the heart attacks, everything else. You ignore that. Ignore the world around you, only on television. And, you know, that's kind of the big red pilling process, isn't it? That's kind of the awakening process, is that realization that the TV was meant to brainwash you. It really is the allegory of Plato's cave. So Tanya can tell us all about her story. Registered nurse Tanya Cullane at T Bird Money T. And Tanya, I just want you to tell your story here. Registered nurse, COVID-19 side effect. You're obviously still dealing with it. I see you have a breathing tube. What is your story?
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm sorry about the technical difficulties. We're having bad weather up here. I am in Canada. I'm coming up to 25 years as an RN. I was 10 years as a personal support worker before that. I lived through COVID, the first SARS in 2001, 2002. I can't remember the year now. At Sunnybrook Hospital, I was a trauma nurse there when I first started nursing, and I don't know if I was exposed to it or not. I know we had the patients coming flying into Toronto, which is our capital, and I live outside of our capital now. And yeah, we've had a lot of issues here in Canada with our government forcing us. I get a lot of, you know, I don't get a lot of negative feedback when I speak out because there's so many more people speaking out, but it isn't happening in Canada yet. I didn't want the shots. I'm an infection control nurse. I was also a regional nursing director for multiple luxury retirement facilities. So I worked in geriatrics for the last 17 years of my life. I ran 10 of them, and in the capital of the city of our country. And we didn't have any deaths in 2020. And when these rollouts happened, I was not trusting of the vaccine mandates. And obviously all my friends had them in December of 2020, the shots. So that gave me a little bit of like, okay, but I'm still holding back. But then they forced us to have them. We would either be fired if we didn't take the shot. And I'm not sure if you guys have that in certain states. And if we weren't fired, we had to have them to take care to be employed. I'm a single mom of two. My children were 13 and 15 at the time, and my best friend drove me. We got government-issued emails sent to us telling us where to be and at what time, and that was your time to get them. Immediately sitting in that room looking at that clock, I knew at the 15-minute mark I just wanted to get out of there. And I followed this gentleman out of the stairs out of the hospital, and I don't work in hospitals, obviously, anymore. And I didn't know where I was, who I was, where I was going. My best friend had driven me because of the traffic. Obviously, there were thousands and thousands of us lined up like sheep. And that's basically the first shot that got me. I thought I just had a sore arm, a really sore arm. I mean, in most healthcare settings, and I feel bad for nurses and doctors who didn't want it. I'm going to be on a show later with one of our nurses who refused and spoke out, and she's lost her license. She's being sued by our college. That she's in court right now still 4 years later. So that was our alternative. If we spoke out, the censorship here in our country is so bad with our prime minister. I don't know if a lot of Americans know that, but we depend so highly on you to pick the right person at this upcoming election to support us. And the only reason I'm still alive is because of the American people that I found on X last September when I joined. I didn't ever go on social media. So do you have any questions at that point? That's just the beginning of it. Sorry, I have a long story.
Well, I'm well aware of what Prime Minister Trudeau has done to the people of Canada, basically abused you. And the vaccine mandates, you guys had it much worse up there, I will say. There were some states here that had it pretty bad. I don't know if anybody gets as bad as Canada. Maybe some parts. I'm in Texas. It wasn't nearly as bad here. But there was some pressure. Some people did go to jail for refusing to close their businesses. But we did not have the medical tyranny nationwide that you guys had. So what about, though, when you went to the forced medication camp, when you went to the forced injection sites? I mean, were you the only one hesitant? Was that kind of the overall attitude?
No, there's such so much censorship, and a lot of people are not on X or Twitter even at this point. All we got on the news 24/7 was the big, all everyone dying of COVID. It was fear-mongering. It's a psyop, right, as we all know. And they even, when I finally ended up severely disabled, because they forced me to get the second shot 4 weeks later, even though I had cardiac issues within 3 days, I was perfectly healthy. I was a competitive athlete. I coached both my boys' soccer teams, like running around with boys. Like, I was literally doing a headstand in my front entrance 3 days before my first shot. I was a competitive gymnast, soccer player. I mean, just like many of us middle-aged women who were super athletes and super healthy nurses, a lot of nurses that I've met. I'm going to give a shout out to some of them that have sent me stuff across the board, because he's also blocked us from supplements and vitamins coming across from Amazon even. It's getting so bad here. But back to the story, yes, second time. So first it was cardiac, hypertension, tachycardia, which is where your heart rate's like up past 150. I've been rushed to the hospital in an ambulance, never in my life until this time. They told me I was having panic attacks and gave me Ativan, which is an anti-anxiety. I don't have panic attacks. I was a businesswoman. I had a lot of pressure my whole life. My boys played competitive hockey. They were forced with the hockey of Eastern Ontario. They couldn't play hockey. Parents couldn't even go watch. It was all these rules and regulations. Everything happened really, really acutely. I went from super healthy to dizzy, shaking, tremors. I would stand up and I would crash to the floor physically, like, and that would be doing nothing. I'd feel sick all day. I've had two tests. I have two brain MRIs. I now have demyelination all over my brain, mostly at the left side. And everything seemed to hit each organ over the year. The first year, it was like it started with one thing, and now I have, you know, and they won't test you here in Canada. I actually had to employ a physician in Florida. I'd love to give her a shout out. Dr. Avila has been amazing. She has 2,000 vets injured down there, and I'm paying out of pocket. I don't have any money. I'm on disability. I didn't count on this. I was 45 years old. I was trying to pay my bills and take care of my kids. CT of my heart. I have confirmed myocarditis. Ultrasound of my liver. I have non-alcoholized fatty liver now. I have stones all in my kidneys. I put out clots, the galectin -3. That's a blood test that she ordered that Canadians don't know what it is. It confirms I'm in complete heart failure now, diastolic heart failure. And I obviously was not on oxygen before. I started falling going to my son's hockey games. I would walk up the stairs and I would, all of a sudden, my left leg wouldn't come with me, just like my left arm right from day one. Just, I couldn't lift it. It was in a sling for the first year. I couldn't let it hang down from the pain. I'd have it stuck in my pants like Al Bundy when I walked anywhere if I tried. I walk with a cane now. If you do go to my profile, I have lots of posts. Tamara Litch, who who was our biggest advocate for our mandates here in Canada with the truckers. She just finished another court date. She stayed with me for a week, and she couldn't believe, like, I have a strong voice now, but that's not always. We have, most of us that are injured like this, we have really, really bad days where I'm in bed for a week, and then we have one good day. Like today, I was so nervous, and I'm sweating right now. But, you know, we have one really good day, and then that wears us out for the next week. And I don't think people understand. I also have confirmed Epstein-Barr virus now, which also adds to the lethargy and the brain fog. I never had that before. I had shingles all across my stomach that developed. It's a multi-organ destruction of us. Our skin, my heels are splitting open like you took knives to them. But I don't try to complain. I just want to help others. But like, there's Amy in Oregon and Sunny in you know, in Wisconsin that send me stuff across the border, and they have to sneak it. And I don't want to be illegal here, but it's nothing important. It's like vitamin C. I've had some wonderful people in California. I can't even name everyone. And it's really scary for the Canadians who don't have that support or knowledge what's happening. My best friend of 30 years, also a nurse, three Pfizers, she came over today, or not today, it was, I just posted it 3 days ago, and she just opens her coat and her breasts are gone. Like, and I took the picture for people to see the raw breast booster cancer that's happening. And even she's in denial. So yeah, there's been nights where you think you're going to die in your sleep. I wrote notes to my son every single night, and people thought I was suicidal. They put me to a psychiatric program with Dr. Thatcher from New Zealand, who was flown into Ottawa. And he put me in a psychiatric program for long COVID, which I did not have. Again, Dr. Vila was amazing. She did the nucleopacid test on me, confirms I've never had COVID, which I knew I never did because I've had multiple different physicians where we're tested. Also, those stupid PCRs that have the biohazard animal chemicals on them that also caused issues for most of us. I'm sorry if I went off track there. I apologize, Owen.
Well, a lot of what you said, I've also heard from other vaccine side effect victims. Obviously, the cardiovascular issues is kind of the top one. I mean, that's just basically the number one deal in the blood clots, so that's kind of the obvious one. But, yeah, then some of the other things that happen with the brain and the organs, you know, the tingling, the numbing sensations, I've heard that from a lot of people, too. You'll have a good day, and then you'll have a bad day. You really just don't know. At this point, is anybody willing to say that this is a vaccine side effect? Are doctors willing to say that? Or where are you at as far as a diagnosis?
Yeah. So when I listened, I would go into the Vaccine Injured Lounge with Lindsay House and, you know, Shelley, Hurricane Shelley, we all know her. Like there's so many wonderful people that speak out. That's when I started learning and doing more and more research and learning that this was, you know, a government-issued Department of Defense annihilation of our humanity. And I'm angry, and I'm sad. There's days where you cry a lot. They offered me MAID, which is our medical assistance in dying, and I still had no diagnosis other than you're having panic attacks, which my son, COVID affected everyone, right, even if they didn't get a reaction immediately from these shots. My oldest son has already tried to commit suicide 4 times because they were so isolated. We were locked in our houses. If we came outside, we could be arrested if we were seen with any cars in our driveway. It was horrible. So the PSYOP with it was very serious. Going into this program, I did it only so that I could get disability because they still don't acknowledge bioweapon injuries in Canada. No one talks about it. When I go to the pharmacy, my 13-year-old son has carried me up and down the stairs for the first 2.5 years where I was completely bedridden. I just laid there in the dark. And it's amazing how the brain works. I think I tuned out a lot of what was the reality. And all I know now is I still have the chronic pain. You never know when your leg's not going to work. You go down the stairs, you fall down the stairs because one day it's working, 1 minute it's working. Going up the stairs, my heart it's never below 100. My heart rate was always 100 beats a minute. No, my heart rate was always like less than 60 beats a minute. My blood pressure was always 120 over 80. Now it's like 200 over 70. I'm on tons of heart medications, diuretics, which take the fluid out of your body that's pooling in your feet so you can't even walk because then the fluid starts pooling out. Hematomas all over my calves, massive hematomas. 6 inches long, 4 inches wide, that would just develop in my sleep. And the doctors would say, did you fall? No. How do you fall and get a bruise like that in the back of your calf? So, yeah, watching your body when you're one person. I lost all my hair. I mean, I haven't had a haircut. I have it in a little tiny ponytail. This is it. 4.5 years. I lost all my hair. I've had one haircut in 4.5 years. And it's so fine. It falls out. It's like chemotherapy, right? This mRNA technology. It's that same mentality as the only way I can explain it. It kills everything in your body. And I don't even know what to tell you. Other than that, diagnosis, no one will diagnose me. I did all my research. I've been researching with wonderful people, again, on X, the only way I have a voice. And, Auburn, she was Shauna Carroll. She's in Michigan, Detroit. She lost her daughter at 17 suddenly and acutely, and I've become really good friends with her. So there are, teenagers are dying in their sleep. Two of my son's best friends that are 17 competitive hockey players, they were getting drafted to NBA and NHL. Two of them are blind now, and they still don't understand it. Two parents on one of the hockey teams who are hockey coaches, they're in their 40s. Their sons found them dead after school at 2:30 in the afternoon on the floor. No one acknowledges it. My son goes to the funeral, and I'm bedridden, and he's, like, in a suit. And he's 16 years old at the time. This is just, like, a year ago. And he's like, Mom, I have to go to my first funeral alone. And I'm like, he just got his license. And so what a man. He drove himself, new driver. I was too sick to be there for him or the families that I know. And everyone's afraid to talk about it. And my diagnosis now are confirmed with the blood work that Dr. Vila ordered, which my doctors refused to do here in Canada. I went to New York State. It's the first time I've left Canada in 13 years, I think. And my best friend drives now. I don't drive anymore unless I'm having a really good day and I don't go far, maybe 2 minutes. We drove down there, and, of course, we got bashes. We got the people that get paid, the trolls, the fake doctors that bashed me and said, oh, you were in New York, you're partying. No, I went there, and I spent $5,000 on blood work that I don't have because our Canadian doctors will not do the blood work. They will not. I had to pay $3,000 out of pocket for an MRI. We pay such high taxes here, so these things are covered, and it is not happening. So no one's getting the test. The doctors turn a blind eye. I bring the Pfizer documents that luckily a Texan lawyer sent me a year ago or so, and whenever I go to the pharmacy, I bring it. I get my best friend to print off all these packages, and I say, here, you need to read this. Police, I give it to them. You need to read this. It's been a rough ride, but I'm trying my best, to speak out, and I really appreciate this, and I almost feel guilty tonight. I know the hurricane's coming, and, you work so hard to stay alive. And what I want to say is nothing against what's happening to these people. I'm doing a fundraiser for North Carolina right now with snowsuit funds and all that. And I'm still trying. It keeps your mind off things. And I still have a voice. I'm still an RN. I haven't lost my license. But I'm dying. We're all dying. That was when I was trying to get down the stairs, that video. It's been a rough, it's depressing. It's lonely. I'm young. I just turned 50 on September 19th and I slept till 7 p.m. on my 50th birthday, but I was so grateful to be alive. Like, I'm still so grateful. But my kids now have left me because they can't stand to see me, not the person I used to be. My friends have lost all my colleagues that I worked with because they're not allowed to talk about it. And those were my friends. When you're a nurse and you work such long hours, that's your whole life. And you lose everything. So they really are tearing us apart.
Is anybody taking legal action in Canada? There's some legal action here. What about in Canada?
Yeah, we have Dan Hartman with Sean Hartman. His son was killed by the Pfizer. And Kayla, she's also disabled. They're both in Ontario, and so am I, which is interesting. Kayla's in a wheelchair. And I do have the same lawyer as them, but I needed to go through all these hoops because that's what they're making us do. There's also the VISP program, V-I-S-P, Vaccine Injured Support Program. I tried to have a space on that to warn Canadians before the timeline was up. I've been waiting for years.
Well, Tanya, I appreciate your time. I'm out of time here. At T-Bird, T-Money on X. We'll continue to follow your story. God bless and Godspeed. Thank you for sharing it.
God bless. Thank you.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Finally, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock and now available for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This specially formulated drink mix gives your body the essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other beneficial compounds that support optimum health. Vitamin Mineral Fusion goes above and beyond the standard of vitamins and trace minerals. Our exclusive formula is loaded with 34 key ingredients, including vitamin C, E, D, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid riboflavin, and much more. Aside from bolstering your bodily functions, this drink mix is naturally delicious. And unlike capsules and vitamin pills, it's truly a pleasure to the taste buds. So if you haven't already, mix it up and take your health to the next level with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
InfoWars.com/show.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're keeping our eye on the hurricane. Hurricane Milton. What's with these nerdy hurricane names, by the way? Like, you know, maybe people would take it more seriously. It was like Hurricane Magnus. Hurricane Milton. Give the name a little more punch. Maybe people take it seriously. Hurricane Milton? Hurricane Milton. Hurricane Magnuson. Now, that's some serious stuff. But yeah, you know, the famous meme of my tax dollars, somehow also my tax dollars with the missiles going back and forth. And but now there's a new frame in this comic meme. Somehow none of my tax dollars. And that's the devastation after Hurricane Helene. Isn't it just too real? It just is really too real, isn't it? Sad but true. Sad but true. So I just wanted to see where we were at with the latest radar, guys. And don't give me the radar projection like that thing. I mean, just the radar that's actually timed up to where we're at right now. I don't think it's made landfall. They're saying the waves are reaching 30 feet right now. So there it is. It looks like it'll be a Category 3 when it hits. Thank God it's not going to be a Category 4. I think flooding is going to be the big issue from this. Obviously, the wind and the hurricane damage. But I think it's going to bring big flooding. I think that's going to be the story here. We're going to see major flooding. This thing looks like it's carrying a ton of water as it makes landfall. And the rise there is going to be probably like 10 feet or more. So that's what we're looking at here as it nears landfall. But it does look like it might not be a Category 4 when it hits. So I think it's still probably an hour or two out from landfall. But see, if you report on weather, weapons, or weather modification, all public information. By the way, I forgot to say this because I was talking about this yesterday. I forgot to send this to the crew. The crew's so great. Let's see if they can find this one. Might be a little tougher. The reason why we couldn't find my broadcast from the Texas weather modification thing, this is from yesterday's show, but just to explain. Yeah, I was at the Texas weather modification hearing in Austin, just outside of Austin. I think it was like 5 or 6 years ago. So Twitter, when I was live streaming, Twitter at the time used to go through a technology called Periscope. Well, that's now a defunct technology, and that's why you cannot get the live stream. Because somebody actually sent me the archive, but you can't access the video. But there is a story at Infowars.com. In fact, let me see if I can pull that up. I can tell you the author, guys, or even send it to you. Let me pull that up. I'll tell you what. Let me do this while I'm sending that to you. Why did Ellen DeGeneres, you know, famous gay, famous lesbian, woohoo, I'm gay, I'm a lesbian talk show host. Why is she putting out all this anti-Trump stuff? Now, look, this is a little cringe. I really don't want to, I don't care, okay? I don't want to hear about what you're into, your sexuality, but this video has gone massively viral, millions of views. There's this whole movement of gays for Trump and beyond. The walkaway movement. And so they're trying to get the gays back. No, you can't vote for Trump. So they're finding all these gay celebrities to say, Trump's bad. He hates gay people. He'll kill gay people. All this other nonsense. And so this is why you see stuff like that from Ellen DeGeneres. And they'll probably do a whole push for gays. You can't vote for Trump because it's a video like this that's going massively viral. Clip 13.
I'm gay, not stupid. I'm voting for Donald Trump.
I don't recall my gay rights being taken away from me when Trump was president. I'm gay, not stupid.
I'm just saying. I'm gay, not stupid. Make America.
It's kind of fun.
As a mother of four and a grandmother to three, I know I'm sure ready for safer communities, cheaper gas, and food. I'm gay, not stupid. That's why I'm voting Trump dance this election.
Here in Colorado, we understand the detriments of Democratic policy. That's why I'm voting for Donald Trump and J.D. Vance in November. I'm gay, not stupid.
I'm gay, not stupid. I'm voting for Donald Trump.
I'm gay, I'm not stupid, and that's why I'm voting for Donald J. Trump.
I'm voting for Trump because I'm not better off now than I was 4 years ago. I'm gay, not stupid.
I'm gay, not stupid. I'm voting Donald Trump.
Gay. I'm not stupid. I'm voting for Trump.
Trump 2024 means a strong economy and safe borders. It's common sense. I'm gay, not stupid.
I'm gay, not stupid. I'm voting Donald Trump.
President Trump is the most pro-gay president in United States history. I'm gay, not stupid. Vote Trump on November 5th.
I'm gay, not stupid, and that's why I'm voting for Donald Trump.
I'm voting Trump fan this election. I'm gay, not stupid.
I'm gay, not stupid. I'm voting for Trump.
I might be gay, but I'm not stupid.
Oh, man, come on, man.
Let's make America great again and say no to communism. We're gay, not stupid.
I'm voting for Trump because I'm gay, not stupid.
I'm gay, not stupid. Trump 2024.
We're gay, but we're not stupid.
Trump 2024, baby. I mean, come on. I'm gay, not stupid.
All right, okay. So anyway, it's getting millions of views. But so that's why you have the Ellen DeGeneres video and all this other stuff. You know, if you're gay, you can't vote for Trump. In fact, there was this funny video. I'm surprised they didn't run headlines talking about how homophobic Trump is. He's at a fundraiser yesterday, and the gays. I guess there's a big Gays for Trump group there, and he's like, "Where are the gays for Trump? Where are the gays for Trump?" And some guy waves hands. He's like, "You? Oh, you don't look gay. You don't look gay." Surprised they didn't call it homophobic. Well, what does that mean? You look gay. It's funny. But hey, I'm gay, not stupid. Goes viral. And then, oh, Ellen DeGeneres, I'm gay. I can't vote for Trump. So that's what that is about. All right, guys, I just sent you the two links. So, but it's great because I just do this so you know we don't make stuff up. We're not lying about this stuff. And it's just overwhelming. It's overwhelming the amount of evidence that there is weather modification programs and the government runs them. There's no debate. But YouTube is putting up videos like on Lily Gaddis's channel. She did a video about weather modification and they put up a fact check note that no, it's not weather modification. It's climate change. And so if you do a video on YouTube, they put up this little warning deal, this little community notes deal. There's no such thing as government modification of weather. It's just climate change. And so that's the big lie here. That's the big lie that, oh, man-made climate change. What about all the crap they're spraying into the atmosphere? What about the actual weather modification? What about the stuff that's the real man-made climate change. Yeah, industrialization might impact weather or temperatures on a very tiny scale, like if you're standing in a grassy field versus if you're standing on a big AstroTurf parking lot. That's not man-made climate change. So if there's man-made climate change, it's all the stuff the government is doing, spraying stuff in the sky. I mean, are we willing to talk about that? So there's the InfoWars story. Watch Texas official government meeting on weather modification. While many still say weather modification is a conspiracy theory, the government is holding public discussions about it. So I attended it. In fact, give me that full screen, guys. The Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation, TDLR, held a meeting to discuss weather modification, cloud seeding, and other topics on Thursday, and Owen Schroyer went there to document the event via live stream. And there's the live stream. It's gone now because Periscope is a defunct technology. And I even talked to the guy who heads the program. The video is on YouTube. How about that? You can go to YouTube and watch the entire hearing. Look at it. June 6, 2019. I wonder if I get a cameo. Oh, there I am. So there you go. So it's just, again, we don't make stuff up. Folks, this was a public hearing. See if you can go back and look at the, because notice nobody's there. You know, people aren't interested in this. The media's not interested in this. 60 Minutes didn't show up. So, you know. Nobody from YouTube was there. Notice how all the seats are empty. Notice how the seats are empty. There were a couple members of the independent press that were there and people that were covering the stories because some of their cloud seeding programs caused floods. And so that was kind of the big issue. But again, notice how there's nobody there. This was public information. Anybody could have gone and sat at this meeting. So I was like, oh, I'll go sit. I'll go stream it. People say weather modification is a conspiracy theory. It doesn't exist. Okay, I'll go to the actual government meeting and film it and live stream it. I got a front row seat. And then the guy that was testifying, look at that. Look at that guy. Look at that guy. He's multitasking. He's live streaming. He's texting. I mean, man, that's a great reporter right there. Must work for InfoWars. I don't think it was that guy. I think it was a different guy. It might have been the guy in the red shirt. The point is, that interview is probably not on this. So again, yeah, that was the guy right there. He talked to me for like 10, 20 minutes after the deal about the whole thing. And he kind of laughed because he's not a political guy. He's just like a scientist that just, you know, he just does data. He's like, yeah, okay, here's what we sprayed into the atmosphere, and then here was the results. Here was the increased rainfall. Here was the crop yield. So it's just like, that's what I'm saying. It's such a Twilight Zone thing, and it's like either the ignorance of people or the brainwashing. Weather modification doesn't exist. There's no government weather modification. There's no chemtrails. There's no cloud seeding. There's no. And you've been to the hearings. You've been to the meetings. You've talked to the people that run the programs. So I'm not trying to spend a bunch of time on this. It's just like, that's just the nature of the mainstream media. That's just the nature of these big tech companies that do these fact checks, and they just say, no weather modification, it's climate change, when you try to do a report on it. But the people that run it are very public. It was, I believe it was John Brennan or James Clever. I believe it was John Brennan. He did a whole lecture on weather modification and cloud seeding and geoengineering. It's a public lecture. So why are we having this debate? And when you understand that, you understand everything. So no, there's no voter fraud. No, there's no weather modification. No, there's no deep state. It's all the same thing. Nope, it just doesn't exist. You're just a conspiracy theory. It's right in front of your face. It's like a speeding train. You're standing on the train tracks. It's a speeding train coming right at you, but the train doesn't exist. You can see the train. You can hear the horn. You can see the steam coming out of the engine. But it doesn't exist. See, you're on the train tracks with the train coming right at you, but it doesn't exist. There is no government weather modification. There is no deep state. The COVID vaccines are safe and effective. There's no voter fraud. That's just the nature of the mainstream media. All right. Let's cover the rest of the news here coming up. Remember, folks, at thealexjonesstore.com, we have a War Room limited edition t-shirt, and we're going to be coming out with another one soon, probably not by the end of this week, but I think maybe next week we'll have another one. Limited edition War Room t-shirt right now at thealexjonesstore.com, and you can still get entered into the raffle to win the monster truck when you purchase this t-shirt at thealexjonesstore.com. Not to mention all the other t-shirts, all the other hats, and there are t-shirts that you can go back. Some of the first t-shirts that were ever sold at the InfoWars store years ago, decades ago. These things were relics. These things were collector's items. They're back now at thealexjonesstore.com. You can get them now. And with every purchase, you are entered into the Monster Truck Raffle. That's what's going on right now at thealexjonesstore.com. So, limited edition War Room t-shirt, and we're hoping that we'll have another one up there very soon, and we'll show you that when we get that. Don't forget about the Ultimate Sea Moss Gummies, available now as well at at thealexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Sea Moss Gummies. Okay, some of the other news we have here. Where did you hear this first, guys? Be honest. Where did you hear Trump needs to have a rally at Madison Square Garden first? Where did you hear it first? Breaking. Trump to hold rally at New York's Madison Square Garden on October 27th. Be first come, first serve is what's being reported. Yeah, that's going to be epic. That's going to be epic. And I think this is actually getting out ahead of it here. The New York Times has finally reported this as well. Is New York in play? No, couldn't be, right? Couldn't be. Trump rally at Madison Square. That's one for the books right there. That's one for the books. Now, Fox News is trying to host another presidential debate. They proposed October 24th or 27th. I guess the 27th is out. I suppose Trump could do both. Wouldn't surprise me. I don't think Trump's going to do it anyway. But Fox News is just desperate to have a presidential debate. I think that's really what this is about. So they've invited both Harris and Trump to have a debate on the 24th or the 27th. But there's just some of the updates there. I can't imagine. This thing at Madison Square is going to be huge. So, okay, maybe we spoke that into existence. Maybe someone from the Trump campaign is listening. I'm telling you. AT&T Stadium, it's Dallas Cowboys Stadium. AT&T Stadium who are some rock bands you have? Kid Rock would obviously perform. Maybe Stained with Aaron Lewis would perform. Could you get who? Oh, some country singers? Yeah. Some country singers you had. I think it was Morgan Wallen, who was just seen with like Baker Mayfield and some other Trump supporters in Florida. I don't know if they would do it. They're already on tour. They probably wouldn't be able to. Could you imagine Creed makes its return to Cowboys Stadium since the greatest halftime show ever? The greatest halftime show of all time, Creed on Thanksgiving? Creed makes its return to Dallas Cowboys Stadium for the Trump rally. I don't know. Maybe we're reaching. I'm telling you, though, that would be – you could get 80,000 people in Dallas for a big Trump rally with rock concerts. I mean, it would be – it'd be epic. But it's probably – that one might be a little far-fetched. Madison Square Garden, realistic. Now we got it done. That one is probably maybe a little far-fetched. Maybe go to Minnesota, though. It is, bad enough to say. Maybe you think you can win Minnesota. Just making things up here. Just thinking outside of the box. All right, we've talked about the hurricane bearing down on Florida, going to probably hit in an hour or two. Waffle House diners locations in Tampa, Florida have officially been closed. That's when you know it's serious, if you can't even get to a Waffle House. Let's not forget about Wyoming, though. This one is getting pretty much ignored. Massive wildfire in Wyoming expands to over 75,000 acres. Ravaging Bighorn National Forest. Now, there have been wildfires there before. This is getting serious, though. And so let's not ignore that. Major wildfire in Wyoming. And it's starting to get closer to communities and infrastructure and critical resources. And so that needs some attention and some desperate help there as well. And so it'd be nice if our military was all here to help out with this stuff. It'd be nice if our federal government didn't give all of our money and resources to illegal immigrants in foreign countries so that we could deal with this stuff. But no, America burns to the ground on one side of the fruited plains, and then America is drowning on the other side. And this government is more concerned about non-citizens. Non-citizens is what you get as the priority. We got to cover this one. It's strange how this stuff doesn't get more attention. Who is Nasir Ahmed Tawahidi, Afghanistan man arrested for allegedly planning election day attack in the United States? 27-year-old Afghan man arrested after the FBI discovered he had been stockpiling automatic weapons taken steps to liquidate his family's assets. FBI arrest Afghan man who officials say planned election day attack in the United States. Months of work went into foiling this plan. He was in Oklahoma City, is where the investigation was ongoing. This is what Chris Ray is talking about, the biggest threat ever. He arrived in the United States in September 2021, ladies and gentlemen. 2021, the Biden-Harris open border let in this would-be terrorist, this would-be mass shooter on Election Day. Afghan man living in OKC crossed the wide-open Biden-Harris border, planned terrorist attack inspired by ISIS. So how many other of these terrorists are waiting to attack that have been let in by the Biden-Harris administration? I'm no fan of Chris Ray. But this is what he was talking about when he said the current state of the threat, the terror threat in this country is higher than it's ever been because of the open border. So there are hundreds, if not thousands, of terror cells like this. There could be cells, lone wolves, individual actors. And the FBI caught this person. Planning an ISIS-inspired attack on Election Day. Tawahidi entered the United States on September 9, 2021 on a special immigrant visa and is currently on parole status pending adjudication of his immigrant proceedings. Isn't that nice? There's your Biden-Harris open border terrorist. This one was stopped, but will the next one be? All right, we've run out of time. We'll get to some of this other stuff that we'll get to some of these other poll numbers tomorrow, and we'll get some other election news tomorrow. We'll end on kind of a funny note. The NHL's gone woke. I believe I said it on the show a couple years ago when they introduced the Seattle Kraken to the NHL. This was going to be their woke introduction to the league, and then they named their stadium about green climate, carbon, energy, bullcrap. Well, now they've hired the first female coach, guys. Look at this in clip 25.
We have history being made today as Jessica Campbell makes her regular season debut behind the bench as the first ever full-time assistant coach in the NHL. And I think head coach Dan Bylsma said it best. While it is monumental to see a woman behind the bench in the NHL, he was just trying to hire the best coach, and that was Jessica.
Oh, I'm sure.
Playing college hockey at Cornell before winning medals in international.
All right, so that's fine. You know, don't we have girls sports? Look, folks, I've worked in sports. Women don't belong. I can't even believe I have to sit here and explain it, okay? Maybe she's a great hockey coach. Maybe not. I don't care. This is all just woke bull crap. Women don't belong in men's sports. They don't belong on the field as refs. Quite frankly, I don't think they belong in the broadcast booth. They don't belong on the sidelines. It's ridiculous. But I will say this. As a St. Louis Blues hockey fan, they won. So that female coach lost her first game ever as a hockey coach because the St. Louis Blues beat them. Probably their biggest win, maybe ever, except for the Stanley Cup.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.